it, frankly. Anna Williamson, thank you so much for joining us. She's a talk radio presenter, of course. Her show Saturday nights from 9 o'clock. Of course, a celebrity showbiz expert sitting in that makeup chair. Talking of celebrity and showbiz, Jake Yap's joining in the studio. You shouldn't have to guffaw quite
so
loudly.
Two words I know.
Yes, yeah. He's standing in, of course, for John Holmes for the rest of the week. Jake, what's coming up on your show?
Well, one thing I want to cover is Sir Ben Kingsley. You don't get any more show busy than that. I don't know if you saw him on Good Morning Britain this morning. You probably listened to Paul Ross and preparing your own show.
Salutable.
I'd love to say it was a revelatory interview.
What's he said?
But it might not. Well, nothing he hasn't said before. And we have evidence to substantiate that, which is quite exciting. We've got Honest Parenting with Alex Proud from The Telegraph and Four Rooms. We're going to be talking about geeky stuff. We're going to put smoothies in the dock because, I'm a judge, so I have to remain impartial on smoothies.
Looking forward to it. Plenty coming up there, Jake Yap. After 1 o'clock, I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Can a car be stylish and affordable, have tricks up its sleeve like advanced park assist, buy xenon headlights, come with a year's free insurance and be yours to drive for just $169 a month? Yes, it's a Corsa. And yes, it might leave you breathless. The Vauxhall Corsa Limited Edition 1.4i 75PS 3-door with a year's free insurance for just $169 a month over 35 months with $2,704 advance rental. To find out more, search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles of contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months charged at 7 pence per mile. You will not own the car. Insurance underwritten by GS Insurance Limited. First year free insurance, 21 to 75-year-olds. License held minimum 1 year. 18 to 20s, contact your local retailer. T's and C's apply. Offer ends 30th June.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site, with AM and PM delivery slots to suit you. Plus, our driver will give you a call when he's en route, so no need for any hanging around. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application, the deadline for your tax return, and now the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Euro 2016. Goal-scoring legends, red card villains, and returning champions. 10bet, premium sports betting. Over 22,000 live events every month. Hundreds of in-play and fast markets. Feel the excitement. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk.
5 or levels of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, very good afternoon. Let's get the ladies, come on. Let's just sort it out. Let's have the headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jay. Coming up, the EU referendum battle hots up. A girl and her father are found dead. And find out how Mark Ronson has been surprising fans.
Talk Radio.
The campaign to keep the UK in the EU is accusing the Leave camp of coming up with uncosted and unworkable proposals. They say the plans for a British exit would ultimately damage the economy. Former Labour Chancellor Alistair Darling, who wants to stay in, has told Talk Radio Vote Leave haven't outlined their vision and could end up with a deal like Norway.
What they have signed up to is to accept the rules that the rest of the European make. They accept that there's free movement of people around Europe, which is what the Leave campaign don't want. But one of the reasons that we have one of the biggest economies in the world is because we are also part of the biggest single market, part of the European Union, and we throw away the advantages of that at our peril.
But Tory MP Andrea Leadsom is in favour of a Brexit, says her side is confident of getting a good economic deal.
It's simply not true to say that you can't have free trade without free movement. And these things, they are just sent to scare us. They're simply not true. We will negotiate free trade. We will save £10 billion a year. We will be able to control our borders.
Police on the Isle of Wight have confirmed they're investigating the deaths of a father and his six-year-old daughter. Officers say Kezia Flux Edmonds died in hospital after being found lying next to her dad Darren's body and their two dogs yesterday. A new report claims children with special educational needs and disabilities in England are being let down. Data released by a school's management support service shows 8 in 10 mainstream schools don't have enough funding to provide suitable support. Amy Cook from the group which carried out the research has told Talk Radio training needs to be improved.
70 or 80% of the school's budget is spent on staffing costs. Those staffing costs become more difficult if you have teachers who aren't properly trained, for example, in supporting these children with SEND. Indeed, 9 in 10 of the school leaders surveyed by the Key have said initial teacher training doesn't support and doesn't adequately provide that training.
A former aide to the Prime Minister has escaped a prison term after being convicted of downloading pictures of girls as young as 10. 65-year-old Patrick Rock was found guilty of Southwark Crown Court yesterday of 5 charges of making an indecent photograph of a child. He's been given a 2-year conditional discharge. It's understood a deal to save BHS could be announced in the next 24 hours. More than 10,000 jobs are at risk if it isn't bought. And 9 seriously ill children have had their wish to work with music producer Mark Ronson come true. They joined him in a studio in West London to record a version of his hit, Uptown Funk. The 4-year-old joked they all knew the words because it was so overplayed.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cool and cloudy in the east, brightening up this afternoon, brighter and warmer in the west, highs of 19 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England manager Roy Hodgson says facing Portugal tonight was intended to be a dry run for going up against Wales forward Gareth Bale at next month's Euros. He'd hoped Cristiano Ronaldo would play in the warm-up friendly at Wembley. He'll be rested. Hodgson says facing Ronaldo would have been a good test.
We were thinking that Gareth Bale is in a somewhat similar position. So when we thought Portugal, we were thinking not only about their technical qualities and the fact they are a very good football team, they also have a special individual. I believe now that might not be the case.
The whole game is live over on Talk Sport. Pep Guardiola's first signing as Manchester City manager has been confirmed as the Germany midfielder İlkay Gündoğan. The 25-year-old joins from Borussia Dortmund on a 4-year deal for around £21 million. Finally, at the French Open tennis, world number one Novak Djokovic took the first set 6-3 in his quarterfinal match with Thomas Berdych. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio.
Oh, look, they put it in the local paper.
Really?
Tom and Mary Wainthorpe are proud to announce the engagement of their daughter, Carrie, to Gareth Shadwell.
Oh.
5-door hatchback for sale. One previous owner, 46,000 miles, full service history, 3 months MOT.
Like getting your money's worth? Try our cheeseburger, made with 100% British and Irish beef. Just 99p from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
It's rip-tickling! It's ribald! It's rather brilliant! It's Mr. Jake Gabb's super entertaining Sunday breakfast!
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Yeah, this week's flying by, isn't it?
See, it's Sunday breakfast time already.
Yeah.
Oh, good morning, everyone. I hope you had a rip-roaring Saturday night.
Me too.
Just crying, rocking to and fro. Hi, it's Jake Yap sitting in for John Holmes. It's a delight to be here. And we've got lots of stuff in the show, I've been assured. But, what should we do? I'll do a menu. I'll tell you what's going to happen, right? We've got to think of what the hell is going on. We're going to be asking what the hell is going on with limitless free energy. Which apparently is like a potential thing, Con.
How?
We'll find out.
What the hell?
What the hell? We've got Honest Parenting with Alex Proud from The Telegraph from Four Rooms. We've got TV Club. I want to talk about Ben Kingsley, who's given an amazing interview on GMB this morning, except it wasn't amazing. Well, it kind of was amazing. I'll tell you why later on. We've got work experience reviews with Rue, geeky stuff. We've got smoothies in the dock. We're putting them on trial. I think they're... Well, I'm impartial, obviously, because I'm the judge. I'm not going to say what I think about smoothies. That would be prejudicial. And we've got a guest. Elise Harris is going to come in and talk about the most remarkable things she ever lost or she ever found. And that's it. I'll play you, because I know you're missing John. We're all missing John Holmes. I'll play you, if you like, a John Holmes guitar-based rock bed, because that's kind of what he's notorious for. It will say he's back tomorrow. He's not back tomorrow. It's me again tomorrow. But he'll have a thing. It's not going to work because we haven't turned up the fader. Can you turn up the fader on the thing? Brilliant. Over-rehearsed. Oh, I haven't turned the volume up on my thing.
You haven't plugged it in, yeah.
Oh, God. You see, there's so much more to it than you'd think.
There we go.
Brilliant. Hey. What a rocking start to the show. Hey, everybody.
John Holmes likes groovy guitar music. He thinks it makes his show real cool. It's like aftershave poured directly into your ear. John Holmes is cool with guitar music, especially the ones that stop abruptly.
A little bit too abruptly. Well, I expect you're wondering what we're going to talk about first. We're going to be talking about free, limitless energy. But before all of that, I've got to tell you this story. This can't be real. And I'm done. You know the whole Kevin Bacon 6 degrees of separation thing?
Yes.
There must be someone listening who knows Ben Fogle. Right?
I mean, why?
If you know Ben Fogle, please get in touch. It's 0844 499 1000. It'll cost you 7p a minute, but we'll call you right back because I am desperate to know about Ben Fogle's dishwashers. Now, this might just be sort of, you know, mums outside the school gates at home time gossip, right? Because this is where I sourced this from. So I'm not saying this is true. But apparently, Ben Fogle, as in Ban Fagel, the princess of presenters.
Mm.
How many dishwashers do you think he's got?
Well, obviously it's completely insane to have more than two. So
two? You don't have two, though, do you?
No, but...
Do you dream of having two?
I'm just thinking in a restaurant to have a dish and glass washer, right, which right. I'm also... So I'm going to say two.
Four.
What?
Four dishwashers, Fogle.
Four dishwashers, Fogle.
That's what they call him.
He'll never be able to shake that one off.
It's catchy. No, apparently, right, he's got four dishwashers. And what he does is, like Monday and Tuesday, he slowly fills up dishwashers one and two.
Mm.
He has like pots and pans in one and cutlery and crockery and glasses in the other one, I think. And then he slowly fills them up from dishwashers three and four, which are clean. So he basically doesn't have cupboards.
he just replaces them.
He uses dishwashers as, you know, cleaning cupboards. So he stores all his crockery either in the dirty ones or in the clean ones. He never uses a cupboard.
No, that's not a workable system. I'm sorry, but no.
How is that? That's genius. That's a genius system.
Right, how many fish slices do you have?
Well, I don't eat fish, so...
No, but like a spatula.
Oh, right,
it?
Yeah, the things for doing fried eggs and stuff like that.
How many do you have?
One.
Okay.
Okay. I just stumbled straight into that chasm of logical... He could be like two fish slices Fogle. It's not as good, that one.
No, it's not.
By Slice Ben. I don't know. Maybe he's bi-slicual.
Maybe. I've heard that.
Does anyone here know Ben? Has anyone been to Ben Fogle's house? Can they confirm or deny this story? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Yeah, better today. Or at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
On the Twitters. I just want to know. I'm dying to know. I saw this story today, right? And this it's kind of a bit weird, right? It's this guy. He's a scientist in India, and I think he's quite high up. Like, he works for the government on really massive projects and stuff. And he claims in India he's created an over-unity machine, i.e. it's a machine that it produces more energy than you put into it. Which defies all general laws of physics, right? That you can't do this. And the weird thing is that I started looking for the blogs where people have sort of reported on that, and all the blogs have disappeared. Now, you could say Come on, you're being a bit paranoid there. Because obviously, all the big industries, oil, petrol, like they wouldn't want
this machine.
It's basically free, limitless energy, right? So this guy, what's the guy's name? I'm going to find this guy's name. It's an amazing name. Paramahamsa Tiwari. He's a scientist from India who's created a generator which has a reported efficiency of 238%. Well, I'm delighted to say we have an astrophysicist on the line. I know, it's unbelievable, isn't it? We don't know his full name. We just call him Stefan. Are you there, Stefan?
Hi there.
Hi there. And you're all the way from Canada. Thank you for talking to us.
Yes, no problem.
Is it like 6 in the morning or something there?
Yeah, it's 6 right now, but I have to get up early for school anyway. So
God, I'm so sorry to do this to you. So the question everyone wants to be asked at 6 o'clock in the morning is, is it possible to create an over-unity generator that produces more energy than you put into it?
I mean, like, I would say I've been going to school for long enough to say that's a total lie, just off the top of my head. Like, I kind of, so my sister, my loving sister, she woke me up and was like, yo, Stefan, I need your help. I need you to read these articles and then, you know, help me out. So I'm like, you know, being the good brother, I'm like, hey, you know what? Like, I'll take a look at it. And then from what I've had in the, you know, multiple weeks of prep time for this, I would say that.
Well, can you bend time? You're an astrophysicist, surely.
Yeah.
You just altered gravity and, yeah.
No, like, I work with stuff that does some crazy things. Like, I study some crazy stuff that you probably wouldn't even believe. But this thing, it kind of sounds more like a, not a scam as much as a kind of like, hey, we want more funding. Like, we want to get more funding from the government. So we kind of inflated our discovery. Like, when you see something of,
okay,
hey, so like the universe doesn't work for free. When you have to put in that much energy and that's what you get back, a little bit less, because the universe isn't perfect, you know? Like, so for an example, with this free energy generator thing, you're putting in, you know, something, you're putting in a little bit of energy, and it's...
Could you, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Stefan. Would you mind biting on a coat hanger or something? It's just, it's a rather bad signal. Have you got like a bad corner? Are you in the middle of a Tesla cage thing? What are you, where, a Faraday cage? Where are you? He's gone. Oh, there you are.
Give me one. Okay, yeah, sorry, I'm moving upstairs. Should be better there.
Awesome. There you go.
Okay, how about that? Is that a little bit better?
It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's nice. I always like being upstairs in Edmonton in Canada.
Okay, so, yeah, so, like I was saying, it's, when they're saying 238% efficiency, now, the actual amount of energy that they're putting into this machine is very little. These, like, this isn't the first machine of its kind. There have been a lot of these machines created in the past.
Right.
And really, they're saying, oh, this is going to revolutionize the whole, like, petrol industry. This is going to take everyone out of a job. Mm. Well, these things actually have problems dealing with something as big as 1.5-volt dry cell, which is bigger than the battery that we have in our cell phones.
Right.
So these... It's basically just this, like, amplifier of an electric generator, and they're saying that this defies the laws of physics, which, you know, it's the laws of physics. They can't really be broken.
Oh, but you say that. They're just our laws, aren't they? It's our interpretation of physics. You don't even know, man. What's dark energy, man?
Well, I mean, we could get into dark energy if you want, but you're going to need a lot more time on your show.
Yeah, I get into a lot of trouble if I don't go to the adverts in about 30 seconds' time. So are you saying that basically this is bunkum, this story?
Yeah, in like the little time I had to research it, there was a lot of stuff on like spiritual sites too, like praising this, being like, oh yeah, this is down with big petrol and stuff like that, like unity, free energy, like let's overthrow big oil, and then everyone's like cheering, and then, you know, it's basically like a bunch of hippies being like, oh yeah, get rid of geophysics and petroleum, yeah, which is like just it's a lie. I mean, like these systems are like it has a cool idea in its design, like it's a different approach to the like electric generator, which, you know, Nikola Tesla and Faraday and all those people did. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I wouldn't be like jumping up and down being like, oh my God, we solved the energy crisis. Everyone gets free energy. Like, no, I wouldn't be too worried about it.
Oh,
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to rain on your day there. I heard you're pretty excited.
Okay. It's,
No, it's like this is.
No. It's cool. It's cool.
You know what? Get mad at my sister, not me. I'm saying she's the one who brought me on.
No, listen, it's not your fault. I don't think you made the laws of physics. We can't really be angry with you. Thank you very much, though, for shedding light on that. And please go back to bed. And
I'm up now, you know. Got to do some more math and stuff.
Math and stuff. Brilliant. You're way over my head with your technical terms. Stefan Senchina, that's your name, right?
Yeah, you did not. But wow, that was the first time I ever heard it, not butchering it. It's a usually you're in China or something like that.
It's because your sister's standing right over me with a massive machete. Thanks so much for talking to us this morning. For you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, take care. Thank you very much for explaining. In fact, I forgot the jingle.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah! If anybody out there has been to Ben Vogel's house and confirmed that he has four dishwashers, please get in touch. 87222 on the text.
Starting message with the word talk.
Or on the Twitter, is at Talk Radio.
Starting message with any word you like.
We'll be back with more after that break.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tradesmen, with Direct Line, you can get public liability insurance from just £55. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less August 15 to January 16, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
And Dave's got the ball. He's got a clear run up the outside, past the washing line, round the misses. He shoots!
Ooh. Make the most of a summer of sport at Asda and pick up 20 cans of Carlsberg for just £10. Asda. Save money, live better.
Selected stores subject to availability. Max 6 per customer. Over 18s only. Drink aware.
I'm going to be supporting Armed Forces Day because I see the work our boys and girls are doing around the world and I really want to show my support.
I'll be supporting Armed Forces Day because I'm proud of what my granddad did in the war.
I'm supporting Armed Forces Day because it protects our way of life and I want them to be there to look after my grandchildren.
Armed Forces Day is Saturday the 25th of June. There are events going on all over the country. Take part and show your support for our armed forces, past and present. Find out more at armedforcesday.org.uk.
Come on, lads! Oh, God, better take this. Hello! Hello! Oi! Pipe down, you lot! I'm on a business call! Cheers! Hello!
With eReceptionist, all calls are answered and can be diverted to a colleague to suit your schedule. So with eReceptionist on your side, you'll never miss a business call, or the game, for that matter. For a free 30-day trial, head to ereceptionist.co.uk. Usage conditions apply. Cancel any time within 30 days.
Come on!
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
A1M in County Durham. There's now one lane open between junction 59 Aycliffe and 60 at Bradbury with an accident there. Traffic, though, remains slow. In Sheffield, the A57 Manchester Road is closed in both directions near Church of St Columbia, where there's been a serious accident. Rubery in the West Midlands, the A38 Bristol Road South, that's closed heading out of Birmingham towards junction 4, the M5. And the eastbound M4 near Bristol, junction 21 to junction 20, an accident closing two lanes. I'm Dave Stanford.
If you've ever attempted to communicate with life in the furthest reaches of the universe by pointing your tin foil hat at the heavens and chanting Nanu Nanu, then you really need to listen to this week's mind-expanding installment of The Unexplained. This Sunday night from 10, join me, Howard Hughes, and my very special guest, Seth Shostak, world-leading astronomer and head of SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. He's the real-life man in black who's turned alien hunting into a high-tech and hugely respected science. Plus, also on the show, internationally acclaimed medium James Van Praag. Make contact across space, time, and the afterlife on The Unexplained with me, Howard Hughes, this Sunday night from 10 on Talk Radio.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
It's rip-tickling! It's ribald! It's rather brilliant! It's Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast!
Yeah, good morning, everybody! Let's just kill it. Kill it. Kill it dead. It's not Sunday breakfast, obviously. That's what I normally do. I'm here from 8 o'clock every Sunday morning with Laura Shaven. We have a high old time of it. We have a great time.
You on this Sunday?
Yeah, I am on this show. Do you listen to the show all the time, Con?
I've listened a few times, yeah. Really? Honestly, yeah. I like it. I like the little soap opera you do on it.
We need to talk about your quality of life. yes, I've got an exclusive. I've frantically bought a new laptop yesterday, and I've tried to sort of do things on it, thinking this will change everything. This is a game changer. And so I've done. There are all these stories in the papers about Harry Potter, because there's a new stage show.
Yes.
Now I don't know if it's a musical. It probably isn't a musical, but I thought it would be fun if it was a musical. There was a picture yesterday in the Sun. With a picture, the first picture of the grown-up Harry Potter, showing he still bears his scar from a troubled childhood. In the stage version, Jamie Parker takes over from film wizard Daniel Radcliffe. Right. What do you think? Does he look right to you?
He doesn't look like a wizard at all.
Will he bring the same absence of depth of acting gravitas to the role?
Definitely
that Daniel
not.
Radcliffe did? That's the big question.
No, he looks more like a hungover banker. Rather than a child,
I think he looks quite good. I like the sort of slightly troubled, haunted look on his face. I think it's quite good. Daniel Radcliffe, of course. I mean, a very lovely guy. No denying that. Mm. And it's always fun to, you know, get ripped, because it might detract from your acting chops a little. Is that harsh? That's harsh, isn't it?
Mm.
I don't want to be harsh. Like, he was a kid.
Yeah.
But he just couldn't act. He just couldn't act. I mean, that's a horrible thing to say. I don't mean to be horrible about him. He was, you know, but like there was one, like the latter teenage ones where, you know, and he was getting on a bit by then.
What, you mean the final ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He was good in those, though.
Was he?
Well, he's much better. Like, have you seen the first one? The Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah, he was a kid. You can't pick on a kid like that. That I think that's a really good question to ask, actually. At what age are you allowed to start picking on a child actor for not being very good at acting? I guess it's when they got the vote, right? 18.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's not fair. Is that true? Yeah.
When they get the vote. What's the link there? Is that,
well, because
well,
you're supposed to be able to
government now, so.
Analyze and make decisions. Well, you know, you're an adult in the eyes of the law. You can be imprisoned for your acting.
I like the idea. If it's Scottish referendums, it means you can have a go at 16-year-olds as well.
Yeah, if he was Scottish,
yeah,
we could do him at 16, which would be good because then I could do my impression of him trying to act. Do you want to hear my impression of him?
Yes, please.
This is in, I think it was like the third or fourth Harry Potter film when he discovers that his dad was killed by like a little gang of wizards that he used to go around with, and he's kneeling in the snow, and there's this sort of stirring music, amazing score, this big aerial shot craning up, snow's falling, desolate scene, and he desperately tries to emote, and he goes like this, but he hasn't got the voice. He was their friend. He was their friend. That's it. I've actually put more into it than he does. I'm being really horrible to it. Anyway, I'll do the musical as soon as I've worked out how to play it off my new laptop. I did it on the train this morning.
Oh really?
You
recorded Harry Potter the musical.
I did get some quite funny looks. Still want to know if anyone's been to Ben Fogle's house, and if they can confirm the story that I've heard at the school gates, that he's got four dishwashers.
Where did you actually hear that story? Is it in the paper?
It was no. It was literally it was Kim, my partner, was at a creche yesterday, a playgroup.
Yeah,
got talking to one of the mums, Danny, and she said, "I've heard." That's how she talked. She won't mind. I've heard Ben Fogle's got four dishwashers. And she outlined the whole thing of how Monday, Tuesday, they used the first two dishwashers. And then on Wednesday, I think it's the big changeover day. And then Thursday and Friday, what they do at the weekends, I don't know. Perhaps they just hire a slave. But I'm dying to know if this is true. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can get in touch on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Thanks. So that's that. There's other news, obviously, today. It's not all just Ben Fogle's dishwasher and the Harry Potter thing. In the eye today, apparently the UNESCO chief has been told that tapas should be given World Heritage status, as is according to Inigo Mendez de Vigo, Spain's Minister of Education, Culture, Sport and Prawns with Too Much Oil. He made the comments to Irina Bokova, Director General of UNESCO, which dishes out the designations, arguing that tapas, once synonymous with Spain, have now become universal.
Yeah.
I went Dutch at the end there, which happens so often in Hey, that's true. Marta, who drives the desk, is Spanish. Marta, are you prepared to talk on air about tapas while you frantically reconfigure your mixing desk to open your own microphone? Okay, don't worry. Take your time. I'm not sure how I feel about tapas. It's always just stuff in oil, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's like greasy, cheesy and meaty.
The truth is I love it.
Really?
I love it. Yeah. I just drink that oil. You know that oil that's basically just steeped in smoked paprika and garlic?
Yeah.
That's amazing stuff.
No, I'm not a fan myself.
Are you not?
No, I much prefer an Iceland buffet. Sort of anything deep
fried.
Three
for fiver.
Oh,
hey, there's Marta. Hey, Marta.
Hello.
So, should Spanish tapas be protected and be given World Heritage status?
Of course they should. It's about time.
At what point do they stop having that status? I mean, once they've entered your mouth, once they've entered your digestive tract, or once they've come out the other end?
I think it's once you start digesting them.
I mean, am I doing heritage poos if I've eaten... You know, patatas bravas. How do you say that properly?
Patatas bravas.
Oh,
wow.
See, you can't fight that.
You can't compete with that.
No. What's your favourite? You can tell us, right? Because I bet you've had to go for tapas in London at some point, have you?
Yes, and it's been a horrible experience.
Right.
It's made me cry.
So what's wrong with British tapas? What are they supposed to be like?
Well, it's not that complicated. You just need to get the recipe off the internet and follow it. The guys don't follow the recipe. You just add your own thing. Let's put some curry on the patatas bravas. No, don't do that.
Bit of cheddar, bit of beef.
Sounds delicious.
Throw a mince pie in there as well. It just doesn't make sense.
Mince pie tapas. All right. Well, I apologise for our heresy.
Well, thank you very much.
And I wish Spain luck with its World Heritage site. My lavatory bowl is just going to become... There'll be visitors, tourists coming taking photos. Anyway, coming up after 5:30, we're going to be doing some honest parenting with Alex Proud from The Telegraph and Four Rooms. I know, he's actually famous, and he's going to talk to us about... I don't want to get into it now because I want to make sure that I've talked... Kim, turn the radio off, okay? Because I don't want my little boy to hear it, okay? It's time to catch up, though, now with the latest news headlines from Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
A court's heard how the parents of a prolific paedophile beg police to take their son away. 30-year-old Richard Huckle, who's facing multiple life sentences, confessed to them about his abuse of children. Campaigners who want to leave the EU are demanding answers over claims referendum polling cards have been sent to ineligible Europeans. They've written to David Cameron, giving him 24 hours to respond. Out supporter Liam Fox says unlike local elections, EU citizens don't get a say.
The reports that some ballot papers have in fact gone out to EU citizens who would be voting illegally in this election were they to do so, I think is an issue that should concern us.
Meanwhile, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn's entered the debate, claiming the Conservative government rather than the EU is the biggest threat to this country. Police have confirmed two people who died at a house on the Isle of Wight were a father and a 6-year-old daughter. The bodies of two dogs were also discovered at the home in East Cowes. One of David Cameron's former aides has been given a 2-year conditional discharge for making indecent images of children. 65-year-old Patrick Rock was convicted of 5 counts yesterday. A charity says there's been a large rise in the number of hospital visits by people suffering heart failure in England. It's up by 36% over the last decade. Experts say it's because people are living longer and more are surviving heart attacks. And a 46-year-old man says he's going to use some of his £4 million scratch card win on learning to drive. Amadou Gillen, who used to work 12-hour shifts at a pub, says he's going to buy his first car and new clothes, but on the high street. The weather cool and cloudy in the east, brightening up this afternoon. Brighter and warmer, though, in the west. Highs of 19 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adult only late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson this Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Minutes after one. That's my John Holmes impression. Best I can do.
I think you need a bit more Jeremy Clarkson in there. John quite often sounds quite like Jeremy Clarkson.
After one.
Yeah. See? Like, you're getting it
your
now.
Your eyes lit up there. Your favourite puppy was back. Oh. yes, John Holmes will be back next week, towards the end of next week. A week from today. But in the meantime, it's me, Jake. Yeah, but all the regular crew are here. Con is here.
Hello, mate.
Oh, hello, mate. Cass is here. I don't know what she's doing, checking Bebo. And Marta's here, doing all the buttons. Something we did yesterday, and it was so wildly successful. We had thousands of letters, and I apologise that we can't respond to everybody. Was honest parenting. I have a little boy. He's going to be three next month. He's explained that there's going to be a party, and he's going to have a cake with the number three on it. Noted. And his name is Spike, and he's very lovely. And if you know, Kim, if you're listening to the radio, turn it off, because I don't want him to hear this. Yeah, I really hate it when people talk about their kids, like, within earshot of their kids. You know, you hear them, like, there's a kid, I don't know, sitting there sort of picking through a sandwich or something, and the mum will say, within earshot, will say, I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know why he's got food issues. You can hear it going into the kid's head, you know? Like, they understand everything. They're not stupid. It's just going to mess them up. So I don't want to be that parent. I don't want to talk about my child. So I think there's been ample time now for the radio to be switched off. So what I want to talk about, right, he's called Spike. He's a very lovely boy. He's such a lovely boy. And this is it's quite hard with this slot trying to come up with things to, like, be issues, because he's just, he's quite easy company, really.
Aww.
He's not a complete idiot. But lately we've been doing potty training. He's very good with the potty training. And he explains all the time lots of, like, he's got a full repertoire. I must apologise for still talking. He says he said the other day, I'm going to do a snowman poo. And the thing is, you know what that is. he did a snake poo the other. I'm sorry, it's back to poo. anyway, we've done potty training. It's very successful. He's very, very good with the potty training, generally. I mean, he did pee in someone's garden at the weekend. But, you know, he doesn't...
I did that. I was drunk.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, it's better than the wardrobe. So the thing is, it's night times. Night times are very difficult at the moment. So the problem that we're facing at the moment is he knows during the night that he's supposed to sort of use the potty now, I think. Or he does a wee in his nappy, because he still has a nappy at night. Con's looking at me like, I am tuning out. So, what about the football? So he'll wee, I think, in his nappy, or he'll think, I need to get out and use the potty. He'll take everything off, and then he'll just hose the bedroom down in urine. I mean, just... left, right and centre, everything. Even Monkey got it the night before last.
Oh, no.
Monkey, cuddly Monkey, he got it. And it was pretty awful. So I'm trying to wonder what is the answer here? Because, and I'm wondering if Monkey is actually part of the solution here. Not as in that solution, as in the resolution. Because at the moment he has these big sort of conversations with... Monkey and Rabbit. Monkey and Rabbit are his two sort of bedtime friends now. And this is like, this only happened this week, that suddenly he has these big conversations with them. Mm. And so we have to do the voices. So Rabbit is just sort of, oh, quite high and squeaky thing. And Monkey is like a bit of a bruiser, and he's like, he's proper rough. Like, you all right, darling, I'll sort it out for you. Which doesn't seem to faze my child, which is kind of odd in itself. So we're constantly wondering what to do in terms of him and the wig. Hopefully someone is going to be able to resolve that for us, and that's Alex Proud a little bit later on today. Meantime, in terms of actual news, hopefully it's not poo or wee related. Oh, hang on. No, it is. This was in the Daily Express today. I don't know if you saw this, Con, but there's been a couple of papers, actually. Apparently, Britain's knocked back an average of 56 alcoholic drinks on holiday.
Well, where are they going? For how long?
Well, that's yeah, exactly. I mean,
you know, if it's a weekend away, that is bad.
That is bad. I think you've got to be talking about a fortnight sunshine holiday.
Oh.
Apparently entails 56 alcoholic drinks, 4 major bust-ups.
Like, really?
What's 4 major bust-ups? I mean, what? How are you? If you probably don't go on holiday with 4 people. So,
are they talking about Brits fighting each other abroad?
Oh, that would be good. apparently, they'll also finish 2 books and get halfway through a third, but they'll spend 35 hours online checking Facebook and updating Instagram and Twitter. Apparently, an hour and a half can be done a day on that. This is a study of 1,500 UK adults commissioned by car hire firm Auto Europe. It says the average holiday spend is £1,863. Who's got that?
Yeah, I don't have that.
I was shocked about everything else, but oh my god! I mean, to bust ups on holiday. I mean, there is that thing. Do you think? I feel like most couples, they kind of, you come to a point when you've been going out with someone for, you know, a few months, maybe 6 months, and there's that whole kind of, you know, what's going on here? What are we? You know, is this it? Is this the one? And the surefire way to test that is go on holiday.
Go on holiday and have a bust up.
Yeah, because that always happens. I don't know how many times I did that. Have you done that?
No, I've never really gone away with a partner. But I've gone away with mates and stuff. And like, yeah, we always just not like physically fight each other, sort of like hurling patio across a square. It's not like that. But no, we argue as well. It's so weird because we hang out all the time. So I just got back from Berlin not long ago.
Right.
And we hang out all the time and we never argue. But we go out there and sort of, we just argued a week of arguing about what to do, about money, about my snoring. It's like, who cares?
See, I think that holidays are like a mini survival situation, aren't they?
Well, what I don't get is, like, people live over there, so they're living on holiday, so the locals. So are they just permanently arguing? What is it with abroad? I like to think of the UK as some sort of hub for peace.
No, people, they well, that's true. That could be true.
Sort of, yeah, and within the UK, there's sort of little stations where people go to argue. They tend to be Asda.
My Asda, my local Asda's, yeah. Something happened in the car park that was pretty awful.
Oh, really?
Like, it made the news. I won't go into it. But it was pretty horrendous. And I'm talking about me beside the recycling bins. I'm talking about proper horrendous. That's an interesting theory. I'm sure people must have rows in England as well.
Yeah.
I'm going on holiday next couple of weeks.
Oh, where are you going?
I was going half an hour away. Centre Park.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really am.
Will you argue? So, will you argue with your partner?
Well, we've got, you know, because obviously you've got your sort of checklist, haven't you? Like phone charger, obviously. It's important because there'll be a lot of that. And yeah, we haven't sorted out topics to row about yet.
Oh, well, you need to get that sorted.
Yeah.
I always do that before the travel insurance.
Do you?
Yeah, it's very important.
Yeah, but I think you have to declare bust ups on your travel insurance.
Yeah.
We're going to have Honest Parenting with Alex Proud next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk radio. Give it some lip.
The Peugeot 308. Powerful profile. Sleek lines. Really? Is this how we're supposed to choose a car? What if we based our decision on what the car is actually like to drive? Not just a quick spin around the block, but a 48-hour test drive. Remember, you buy the image, but you fall in love with the detail. Peugeot 308. Confidence built in. Arrange a 48-hour test drive at Peugeot.co.uk. Participating dealers only. Conditions apply.
The nation decides! Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created 2 tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours, but only one must prevail. try our red sauce and brown sauce snacks today and vote for your favourite flavour, bagging the chance to pack it a whopping £10,000. The Great British Battle of the Sauces, red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips. Find us on Facebook and vote now.
Join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month and get a free 32-inch LG TV. A free TV? Incredible! Did I say that out loud? Catch Sky Atlantic's must-see shows, including Billions, and get a free TV when you join Sky from £20 a month. Offer ends 9th of June. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
A1M in County Durham, there's now one lane open between junction 59 Aycliffe and 60 at Bradbury with an accident there. Traffic, though, remains slow. In Sheffield, the A57 Manchester Road is closed in both directions near Church of St Columbia, where there's been a serious accident. Rubery in the West Midlands, the A38 Bristol Road South, that's closed, heading out of Birmingham towards junction 4, the M5. And the eastbound M4 near Bristol, junction 21 to junction 20, an accident closing two lanes. I'm Dave Stanford.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning. It doesn't really matter. Well, you know, broadcasting is just not a linear thing anymore, is it? It's time to do some honest parenting. Now, I've already sort of outlaid the problem that we were facing. It's not really a problem. It's just sort of what's happening at the moment with my child. He's very good on the potty. He does his snowman poos. He does his snake poos. He does all the colours of the rainbow. And it's thrilling. We absolutely love it. But we do have this ongoing problem, and I'm sure people will share. And if you have any advice, please share it with me. Text me on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can get in touch on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Ah, that's nice. If you can resolve this problem for me. See, the problem I have is that during the night, very conscientiously, he gets up when he needs a wee. It's just that he doesn't manage to get to the potty in time and basically just hoses the entire bedroom down in urine. And that means sort of clearing it up at 1 o'clock in the morning, which is always fun. And then, of course, he has to sleep in the big bed because the bed is now soaked and we're soaked. And it's a bad scene. Well, I'm hoping that someone who could help us resolve this problem is Alex Proud. He's off of The Telegraph and Four Rooms on Channel 4. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So, tell us your setup. You have a child, two children. How many children?
Three of the blighters, and wow. The youngest is prone to peeing pretty much anywhere in a very, but I hate to say in a very calculated manner. This is not random peeing. This is full on purposeful peeing, which is why I'm so forgiving of it, because I do think, as obviously an alpha male, one does need to sow one's.
You've got to mark your territory, haven't you?
Yes, entirely. And you know, often I'll look up and my wife will give me the second, you're the first husband, and I really quite hate you look. And I wonder why, and I see that my son literally is sitting there with his hands behind his head. He's urinating in any particular place he wants to. And I go, but that's fabulous. I think that's great. And then she tells me that he does that because apparently I do that. I just wasn't really aware that I do that. But I'd be, it's that thing, isn't it? I live in the countryside now. I'm no longer in London all the time. And it's green and big, and peeing in a field is terribly satisfying.
You sound like, have you read All Quiet on the Western Front?
No, I have, but many years ago. But yes, I get the reference. Yes,
yeah,
I think it's our prodigy. It's just like that. My child is peeing. It's like the Garden of Eden is going to grow from that fertilizer. You should be proud, and you should not admonish your son. Just try and get it out of the bedroom into the window onto the neighbour's lawn. That would be my advice.
That's the thing. I think you're right, and I think that it's probably my problem that I think it does sort of incense me, and I think it is because it feels like there's this new alpha male in the house, you know, and I've been sort of lording it up till then, apart from the cat who obviously takes top place. And suddenly I feel like, yeah, I feel like he's sort of slightly looking at me in that kind of like, yeah, what you going to do about it?
No, Tyler. How many do you have? How many children do you have?
I've just got one, and he's three next month.
Oh, okay. Well, you're in the easy world. I mean, yeah, no. The youngest gets very. He is the one you don't want to play poker. He's completely aware that I'm bluffing. He understands how to call my bluff. He is in complete charge of the situation. The cat's used to it, but my wife ran the cat over in front of the aforementioned children.
No.
Oh yes. Wait for the comment, and I put in speech brackets. Daddy, why did the cat? Why did what was it? What was the cat called? Why did Bagheera's eyes pop out of his head, Daddy? That's an interesting question.
Why did Bagheera the cat's eyes pop out of his head?
Yes, and then we couldn't watch the Jungle Book, could we? Because we called a bloody cat Bagheera.
Oh my God. That was clever.
Don't call your cat by any common reference points, because if your cat dies, you're in real trouble.
Which
we are now in lockdown with the Jungle Book being wonderful. We can't go and see it.
Oh my God. Oh, that's horrific. Oh, your poor wife. That must have been horrific.
The whole thing was horrific. I mean, it was Saturday morning. I was sitting there about to watch some inappropriate television. The children and my wife were departing, and the screams. Oh, it was just awful. Thank God the thing had died. And now the vet lost the ashes. I couldn't believe it. It's like one of these things. You went to the vet. We were about to have the whole play open. I went on the internet. I read all the things I had to do as a father. I did all the reading up. And the one thing is you have to part and do this whole thing. The vet lost the ashes.
Well,
does that happen even?
Just have a barbecue. Like, ashes are ashes, aren't they? I mean, dust is dust. Like, you just scoop them up at the end of the barbecue into a little...
I think that's the general... I think we're into the goldfish scenario, yes. The gold goldfish, yes, we're there. But yes... Now, allow your child to pee where he wants, just not in the bedroom. And certainly, I think the most important thing is parents. I think we over-parent. We all over-parent. Mm. And with a third child, you really notice that I haven't actually bothered in any way being a parent to my third child. And he's by far the most well-adjusted child out of the three of them. I think that's the lesson I've learned from three of them is you just give up. You know, my children all end up in my bed at night. My friends are horrified. Yeah. I'm disgusting.
I mean, the thing is, Alex, I think you've gone further because it says here on your notes you've actually got four children. So, it's like, the third one, you haven't bothered parenting. You're not even aware there's a fourth one. So
tonight, it's date night tonight, you know. I just think your research is an incredibly aware person. I am that person. But, yes, I would have four. My wife would actually probably cut me into little pieces if we had four children. But yes, less parenting is good. Don't worry, don't stress. The less you involve yourself in your children's lives, the happier they are, is my general opinion.
And what was the best bit of advice you got given as a new parent the first time? So how old are your children? We should have done this at the beginning, and I forgot.
They are, I think, I get in trouble for this because I sometimes forget.
Roughly?
I was about to say roughly. My wife, whenever she wants to get divorced, tells her, asks me to do the birthdays to make sure that she's going to win a lot of money for me. They are 8, 7, and 4.
Oh.
Yes, a handful, but rather lovely. It's half term. It's been jolly good fun. Terrified about some holidays. Three, like 9 weeks or something, stretching out like a Sahara Desert oasis thing ahead of me. And how does anyone ever say in this country that we give a stuff about women when single mothers? How can you be a single mother and ever have a career when your child has an 8-week holiday? I always find that ridiculous. But yes, that's coming up. They're fantastic. Best of advice? I don't know. I think the best of advice is just stop involving yourself. Like, most of the time, whatever it is they're doing, other than actual murder, is normally not that bad and looks fairly funny the next day. So as long as they actually kill each other, enjoy it, relax, and think that whatever habit they have will hopefully disappear within 6 months.
Yesterday we were talking about Mylene Klass and her Single Mums show, which was on the night before last. Did you see that at all?
No, I mean, she appears on television for obviously being a celebrity with a brain, and that is always a good thing. I was rather amused by her mansion tax rant on Question Time as a person with 15 or 20 million in the bank. It's always good to see her defending very rich people's rights to earn enormously large amounts of property.
Yeah.
But on the whole, I think I actually quite like her. I think it's great to see someone with a brain who actually thinks. I don't think her mansion tax thing was good. As a single mum, I think her comments on the whole playground thing were fantastic. I liked it, you know, the whole parents who want a £20 contribution to their child's birthday. I think there is that. I think it's owed to have such middle class problems.
Yes.
But you get them. With birthday parties for my children, it's a nightmare now. You know, what do we do? I took them all in December. We went to some sort of shooting sort of range thing, and it was so inappropriate. My wife.
Which side of the fence were they? That's the main question.
It was appalling. I thought it was going to be kind of like a low-down version of a paintballing, but it wasn't. It was like they were carrying M15 guns, and they were all seven. And you saw the parents arriving, just looking at me. I was just like, I didn't know they were actually going to carry actual M15s. Anyway, so that's not good.
I should ask you, while I've got you here, I should ask you, because it's my little boy's third birthday in June. Next month, and sort of it's going to be his first proper birthday party, because to be honest, like the first year when he turned one, we thought, oh, we should do that, and we got some friends round, and it was sort of jolly enough. Last year we were like, oh, why bother, like he doesn't really know what it is or anything. This year he's like totally clued up on it and has explained that there'll be a cake and it'll have the number 3 on it, and you know, everyone will be there. But what should you do at children's parties? It's past the parcel. Is that asking for trouble?
You need to, and I hate to say this because obviously that the aforementioned person could well be a paedophile, but you need to employ a magician. Is that going to get me in prison? You need to have a magician there and try to check their references first. And they this magicians at sub-5 are everything. They're not terribly expensive. They last 2 hours.
Let me just clarify that no one in any of this conversation is a paedophile that we've mentioned so far.
No, not that I'm aware of, but obviously one notices. And just make sure that the aforementioned magician doesn't enjoy watching. I'm not going to say that. So magicians are good, and they last for ages. And sub 5 years old, it's about where it's at. That's my advice. But yes, you need to do it, because otherwise your child won't like you. And let's face it, you're probably not that good a parent. So these things are important to compensate for the bad parenting.
Great. Well, thank you very much indeed for hitting me with the truth that I'm probably not a very good parent. I appreciate that. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. If people want to follow you on Twitter, is it at Alex Proud?
I think so. I'm a bit rubbish. I think it's Alexander Proud. I might be wrong, though. So probably don't follow me. I'm awful.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed. That was Alex Proud, or Alexander Proud, or whatever he is, from The Telegraph and Four Rooms. And nobody is a paedophile. Let me be absolutely clear about that. Let's move swiftly on. I tell you what, we can talk about what's coming up in the next hour. In the next hour, we've got TV Club, which is like my favourite thing. And I don't know if you saw this morning on GMB, Ben Kingsley was interviewed, and it was, what a revelatory interview that was.
Why was he interviewed?
He was interviewed because he's in a new film that's coming out.
Okay.
And the thing is, every interview he does is the same. And I mean literally word for word. And I've got documented proof of this. So we're going to be blowing the lid off Ben Kingsley's fabulous interview repertoire as soon as we've caught up with the latest news and sport and weather and all that stuff, which is coming up after this.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Euro 2016. Goal-scoring legends, red card villains, and returning champions. 10bet, premium sports betting. Over 22,000 live events every month. Hundreds of in-play and fast markets. Feel the excitement. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk.
5 or levels of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit, £15. Please gamble responsibly.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site, with AM and PM delivery slots to suit you. Plus, our driver will give you a call when he's en route, so no need for any hanging around. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
You're Philip of Grout Expectations Tiling.
Yeah?
Winston Wolf. I'm told your business is expanding its territory. People are taking notice and you need looking after. So speak to Direct Line for your public liability insurance. They won't charge you admin fees for hitting the big time. And you better do it and do it quick, because big things are coming.
What things?
Contracts, Philip. Contracts.
No administration fees when you increase your cover with Direct Line for Business. Can your business insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
We've got some breaking news, which is that Ben Fogle probably does have 4 dishwashers, but let's catch up with the rest of the news with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Coming up, a paedophile's parents begged police to take him away. Corbyn attacks Tories in a pro-EU speech, and Messi is in court to face tax fraud trial.
Talk Radio.
A court's heard the mother and father of Britain's worst paedophile was so upset about his crimes, they begged police to remove him from their home. 30-year-old Richard Huckle faces multiple life sentences after admitting dozens of sexual abuse charges against children in Malaysia. Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brunt has been listening to the prosecution's case on the second day of sentencing.
His mother questioned him about the allegations, and he admitted to her that he had had sexual activity with children aged 3 to 13. His mother was extremely upset and extremely angry. She and his father called the police and asked them to take their son away, making it clear they did not want him under their roof.
After being accused of keeping his distance from the In campaign, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has now entered the debate to set out a positive case for staying in the European Union. Out campaigners are focusing on immigration, claiming more people coming to live in the UK will mean higher rents and house prices. Mr Corbyn has admitted immigration can be disconcerting for some people.
That doesn't make all of them Little Englanders and xenophobes or racists. More people living in an area can put real pressure on local services. That is not the fault of the migrants. It's the failure of government.
A father and his six-year-old daughter have been confirmed dead after an incident at a house on the Isle of Wight. Darren Flux Edmonds died at their home in East Cowes, while his daughter Kezia died after being taken to hospital. Lionel Messi's in court in Barcelona to give evidence in his tax fraud trial. The footballer and his father are accused of defrauding Spain more than €4 million. That's over £3 million in unpaid taxes. Spanish authorities are demanding heavy fines and prison sentences for both men who deny the charges. Researchers found more than 8 in 10 mainstream schools in England don't have the cash to support children with special educational needs or disabilities. The majority of school leaders surveyed by a support organisation, The Key, say the help they get has been hit by cuts to local authorities. Amy Cook from the group has told Talk Radio more funding is needed.
This is made worse if we consider the context of cuts to local authority services. You have a situation where school leaders can't afford to give the best provision possible in-house, and then the resources they can access elsewhere are diminishing. And for 9 in 10 school leaders, you know, that's the case.
And a new plastic £5 note is due to be officially revealed this afternoon. The £5, which features Sir Winston Churchill, is due to be more durable than normal paper notes and will be issued in September.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cool and cloudy in the east, brightening up. Brighter and warmer in the west with highs of 19 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England manager Roy Hodgson says facing Portugal tonight was intended to be a dry run for going up against Wales forward Gareth Bale at Euro 2016. He'd hoped Cristiano Ronaldo would play in the warm-up friendly at Wembley, but he'll instead be rested. Hodgson says facing Ronaldo would have been a good test.
We were thinking that Gareth Bale is in a somewhat similar position, so when we thought Portugal, we were thinking not only about their technical qualities and the fact they are a very good football team, they also have a special individual. I believe now that might not be the case.
Pep Guardiola's first signing as Manchester City manager has been confirmed as the Germany midfielder İlkay Gündoğan. The 25-year-old joins from Borussia Dortmund on a 4-year deal for around £21 million. Finally, at the French Open tennis, world number one Novak Djokovic is in control of his quarterfinal match with Thomas Berdych. He leads by 2 sets to love at Roland Garros. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So I can confirm, this is so exciting to me, Ben Fogle has got 4 dishwashers. 4 dishwashers.
Did you Google Fogle it as well?
No, I didn't need to. A very nice man told me, he pointed me to an article in the Daily Mail, so it must be true. No, it's a big sort of feature, and it says that he's got 4 state-of-the-art dishwashers. Listen to this. The kitchen has a sort of Soho House vibe.
Oh.
With burnished copper table, cupboard doors made from reclaimed floorboards, and 4 of those nifty American pull-out dishwashers.
Why do you need 4?
He doesn't.
Have you not heard?
He doesn't store any of his crockery or pots or pans in cupboards. They just live in the dishwasher. It's brilliant. I've gone. My opinion of Ben Fogle has been completely revised. The man's a genius. Or his wife is.
I don't like it.
You think it's kinky, don't you?
I think if you use a fish lice, and we've been mentioning the fish lice example this afternoon. I'm sure you're well aware of
the fish lice.
The theory.
Yeah, the fish lice paradox, as it's come to be known.
If you use a fish lice to fry an egg one morning, and then the next morning you fancy another fried egg, can't
what
have one. Still in the.
But then you just
dishwasher.
Use your house slave to wash it up. It's very simple. No, look, look, the guy's loaded. He's probably got like a different fish slice for every day of the week.
Chicken.
This is how these people live, man.
Really?
You have, open your eyes. You have no idea.
I can only dream.
Maybe he has a spatula. Would that not work?
Imagine George Clooney's spatula collection. He must have like, and the nice silicone ones. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Wow.
Right, it's time for this!
Print is dead, and books are dead, and plays are dead, and art is dead. It's the only thing you put in your head. It's time for DA Club.
Yes, it's like Richard and Judy's book club, only it's not about books because books are dead, print is dead, and they're boring and irrelevant. Whereas TV is exciting and meaningful and touches all of our hearts and lives all the time. So the idea is that each Today we tell you what TV show we're going to watch, and then we'll watch it, and then we come, we reconvene over this sort of radiophonic water cooler to discuss it the next day. And last night we chose to watch Six Pack at 70. That was the, that was what it was called, I think.
It was.
And I found it hard to hard to take. But you loved it, Victoria Bourne.
I did. I thought it was inspirational.
Whoa. Did you?
Yeah. Oh. Because all these old men are just going out there in their pants doing what they want.
But did you see them in their pants?
Yeah, I did. A lot of it.
You got a little window into what it's like down at your gym in the changing room, in the boys' changing room, I think.
I don't go to a gym.
But the guy was... Do you not go to a gym at all?
No.
I don't go to a gym. The guy was, there was this guy who was the Welsh, he'd been like Mr., it's like Mr. Geriatric Universe or whatever. I can't remember what the actual title was, but it's like Mr. Old Universe. And he'd been the winner, hadn't he? And then he'd been toppled and he was trying to reclaim his crown. And he had the, like the whitest teeth you've ever seen. But he was literally like tipping out, it wasn't literally, it was basically creosote.
Mm, yeah.
And just slathering it into his skin, wasn't he?
Why do they do... I don't know why... like, you see them, the younger ones, obviously.
But this was ridiculous. But, yeah. This was literally, like, the colour of... I don't know.
Mahogany.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. They do it because it means that the muscles show as more defined. That's why they paint themselves so dark.
You know a lot about this, Victoria.
You do. You've been researching.
Mm. Well, no, it's just... I may or may not have an interest in bodybuilding.
Oh, yeah.
Yourself?
Come on, Victoria.
Clearly not myself. I just think it's fascinating.
You just think he's fascinating?
No, not he.
Oh,
it.
Sorry. I thought it was...
If anything, I find the women more fascinating.
Tell us about your interest in
bodybuilding. I find the women more fascinating.
Tell us about that, Victoria.
What? So I just think it's quite unusual to want to pump yourself up to quite a big size. And also, for me, I've watched documentaries about the steroid use of women and how that affects them. And I just think it's fascinating.
What happens to women on steroids?
Sometimes they grow stubble.
Right.
And really? Their Adam's apples grow larger.
Yeah, really? That.
Yeah. And had, other like, things that I don't want to say on the radio. Stop.
I thought women didn't have Adam's apples.
No, that's the point. They'll start to get one. Right?
Have you not seen pictures of...
Yeah, like a grapefruit.
No, I mean...
no, that was scout.
Female bodybuilders. Mm. Google it.
Oh, I'm not sure I want
also,
to.
It's not a work computer, it's fine.
Also, on a tangent, so I was watching this programme last night with my housemate, and he is active on Tinder, and he said he sees loads of female bodybuilders on Tinder.
Mm. Right, I bet.
Yeah. I thought that was quite interesting.
Did you meet up with them?
Tell me what you... No. You need to declare your interest in this. Why are you... What, come on.
I just think it's fascinating.
What sparked this interest?
Oh, I don't know. I think I just watched some trashy documentary. A different one to last night. No. I think it was Jodie Marsh years ago.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
And she was speaking to some of the women, and there was one woman who... she actually started to look like a man.
Well,
I think it's
maybe I need to start taking steroids so that I could look like a man. I think that would be a fun experiment. You know, when I was younger, I didn't have stubble like I would shave, and I had slightly longer hair. I got wolf whistled by white hair men. I need steroids. That's what I need. So you quite like this program, right?
And yeah. Can I tell you my favourite bit?
Tell me your favourite bit.
So there was a Scottish gentleman, one of the ones who had hair, and it was when he went to the restaurant and just started posing in front of these women who were eating their dinner. And I was just thinking, what would I do if a little old man in his pants started posing?
Bill, please.
I just don't know how I'd react. And then, not only was that enough after he'd whipped off his kind of sailor outfit, he actually went up to the tables and was like almost thrusting at them.
Oh, dear.
And I was like, it's quite exhibitionist that, isn't it?
It was. I mean, for me, it's... I feel like Channel 4's doing this thing at, like, well, at 10 o'clock, we're going to show you very lonely men who engage in very strange, quite solo pursuits and enter curious competitions that alienates their partners. Because we had the puppy, the human puppy thing earlier in the week. And then it was this, and there's something like all the sort of the partners of these, and they're all men, all the partners sort of say, I've just sort of lost him, really. Just, you know. It's gone. And it's all a bit sad, isn't it? It's a bit depressing.
But one of the guys who was like just starting to enter competitions, his wife was like egging him on. He was like doing his little routine, because they do a 1 minute routine. She was like, no, don't do it like that. Do it like this. And then she kind of went through the routine. Like, she's well in for it.
Yeah, I don't think he should have done her routine. It was a bit YMCA, what she was doing.
It's fabulous.
It wasn't fabulous. We don't have any audio of that, do we? Have we got some audio? Oh, brilliant. Well, let's hear a little bit of the show.
Being an OAP in the UK isn't what it used to be.
It's nice to look in the mirror and say, wow, is that me?
People think that 70 years and over, she was sitting watching television. Yeah, this is different.
As our life expectancies increase, for the UK's pensioners, it's not all tea and biscuits. And the world of over-70s bodybuilding is thriving. This film spends a year in the lives of Britain's oldest muscle men as they train towards the world finals in Miami. But there's more to life than pumping iron.
Death doesn't frighten me. I fear ill health.
This is what it takes to be 70 with a six-pack.
Yeah. I just find it weird when people arbitrarily sort of pick a thing. I'm just going to do a thing over and over and over again, and it will be great. I don't know. It's just pointless to me.
What do you mean?
Well, just it's like I'll play the guitar, or I will make the biggest rubber band ball there is, or I will go to the gym lots, and it's like just doing. I'll become notorious for doing one thing over and over and over again. I'll be the guy who does the best bird whistles imaginable. Why? Like, it's just
it's good
just
to be distinctive.
But it's arbitrary. It's like you just made this up. It's just a thing you're just doing for the heck of it.
Does it have to mean anything, though? Why can't you just have fun down the gym pumping iron and then posing?
Because
in
it's
pants?
Not fun.
But he
but
finds
not,
it fun.
Yeah, not for you.
No, obviously.
No.
No, of course not.
You're doing your own bodybuilding.
It's body erosion. rather than sculpting. I don't know. I just found it a bit depressing.
I mean, medically speaking, are these people healthy then?
The Scottish guy, he'd had a double cardiac arrest on a treadmill. Not a treadmill, an exercise bike.
Cross trainer.
No pain, no gain, Victoria.
Yeah, and also you could see his defibrillator. Oh, however you say it. Yeah. You could see that under his skin.
Oh. What?
Which I thought maybe that's not that healthy.
Like his pacemaker thing.
No, they build them into people now, so if you start having cardiac arrest, it will just shock you.
Mm. Seriously?
Back into life. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's correct.
See, I never know when Con's making it up.
I'm pretty sure I've heard that.
I don't want to play poker with Con.
No.
I definitely don't want to play poker with Con.
You do, because I don't know the rules. So I always lose.
Yeah. Snap! I win. Well, that was that. Have we decided what we're going to watch tonight? I feel like there's one thing we ought to watch tonight, but it's really long. It's on Channel 4.
The football.
No.
Yeah, oh, no, not the football. Please, the, not the football.
I hate listening to his voice, but I do like that Piers Morgan
You
thing.
Eat your sandwich on air. Unbelievable.
Sorry.
That's really gross, Cass. I shouldn't speak with
She's
you
overworked.
Mouthful.
She's overworked. Go on.
You should eat it when you're through the glass.
Le Weekend.
I had to be in for this bit.
The Weekend.
Le Weekend on Channel 4.
What is this?
It's a comedy, they say, with Lindsay Duncan and Jim Broadbent. A couple head to Paris to celebrate their 30th wedding anniversary, but the city of love does little more than expose the cracks in their relationship. Hey, it's just a callback to the thing. Their issues escalate from a hotel niggle into more serious personal problems. And matters are made worse when they bump into a happy and successful friend. Oh, I hate that. The thing is, that's like an hour and 50 minutes we're asking to do there.
Is that a film?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, let's not watch
that. No, it's not Film Club, it's TV Club.
No, you're right. Okay, fine. Well, there's nothing new on as far as I can... We could do Question Time, but that's late.
It's late and it's also dull to talk about.
The trouble is, I know what you want. I know what you want.
It's what do I want?
Channel 5, it's 10 o'clock, it's 50 Shades of Orange.
What's that?
It's Tantastic. It's a documentary profiling tanning addicts.
I'd watch that.
Including Hannah, age 21, who's
stuck in a bleaching and tanning cycle.
Oh, how are you stuck in a cycle? That's ridiculous.
Just like
stop.
A Felicia Beacon. Why would you do that? And Jay, age 33, who receives a wake-up call from a skin cancer sufferer. Well, that's
like, we all know that you're not supposed to go on sunbeds.
Mm. I don't know what I mean. Chris Tarrant, Extreme Railway Journey is pretty desperate stuff.
Yeah. Extreme Railway Journey.
I tell you what the Extreme Railway Journey is. It's the 0040 service from Charing Cross to Orpington on a Friday night. That's an Extreme Railway Journey. He's not going to do that one, though, is he?
No.
Of course he's not.
Yeah, I am.
Keep his feet above the puddles of sick and stop people falling on him. Well, I eat kebabs. I don't know what to... Oh, look, we could do... Oh, this is late, though. It's probably a repeat. It must be. The Last Days of Legal Highs.
Oh, yeah. It is a
is that
repeat.
But
yeah. You know, it's only about a week old.
Well, we're box fresh. We're box fresh here on Talk Radio. I don't know. You've got to make the call. Cass, you're the producer.
I'm not looking at the paper.
All right.
You give me the
make
paper.
The call.
Say the football.
No, I'm not saying the football. Shut up.
What football is it?
England, Portugal.
No one's going to watch anything then. We probably should watch the football. I hate to say this, but Con's probably right. We probably should.
No. Look, if we want to talk about football, we're on the wrong station.
Fine.
There's another station that's going to be covering that all day.
Cass, you're crashing the ads. Yeah, crashing the ads.
Living with dementia?
You're your own worst enemy. Not living with dementia.
Truth about healthy eating.
Truth about healthy eating. Done. When's that? BBC One, 7 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
I knew that. BBC One, 9 o'clock. Truth about that. We TV Club will reconvene this time tomorrow.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
And Dave's got the ball. He's got a clear run up the outside, past the washing line, round the missus. He shoots!
Ooh. Make the most of a summer of sport at Asda and pick up 20 cans of Carlsberg for just £10. Asda. Save money. Live better.
Selected stores subject to availability. Max 6 per customer. Over 18s only. Drink aware.
I'm going to be supporting Armed Forces Day because I see the work our boys and girls are doing around the world and I really want to show my support.
I'll be supporting Armed Forces Day because I'm proud of what my granddad did in the war.
I'm supporting Armed Forces Day because it protects our way of life and I want them to be there to look after my grandchildren.
Armed Forces Day is Saturday the 25th of June. There are events going on all over the country. Take part and show your support for our armed forces, past and present. Find out more at armedforcesday.org.uk.
So, Clive, what do you think of these new flavours from Burton's Fish and Chips?
Well, Ian, they've been fantastic. They've got a strong lineup with salt and vinegar, pickled onion and curry sauce flavours. But the question is, who'll complete the squad?
Yes, Ian, red sauce is full of flavour and strong in the crunch, but brown sauce has plenty of bite and a big, bold taste.
You decide which one of these great new flavours will make the final squad on July the 1st.
Burton's Fish and Chips kicks hunger into the back of the net.
Come on, lads!
Oh, God, better take this.
Hello! Hello! Oi! Pipe down, you lot! I'm on a business call! Cheers! Hello!
With eReceptionist, all calls are answered and can be diverted to a colleague to suit your schedule. So with eReceptionist on your side, you'll never miss a business call. Or the game, for that matter. For a free 30-day trial, head to ereceptionist.co.uk. Usage conditions apply. Cancel any time within 30 days.
Come on!
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
An accident on the eastbound M4 at Bristol is causing delays. There's one lane closed between junction 21, the M48, and junction 20, the M5. Widden Down in Devon, the eastbound A30, just one lane open. A caravan flipped over earlier near the A382 junction, so that's being recovered. Traffic is able to get past, albeit slow. And at Rubery in the West Midlands, the A38 Bristol Road South, still closed southbound towards junction 4 of the M5, an accident. I'm Dave Stanford.
Shorts? Tick. Sunglasses? Tick. Half price summer check? Tick. If your Ford is 4 years or older, bring it to the Ford Motorcraft Reunion. And for only $9.99, trusted Ford trained technicians will do a comprehensive 30-point check and aircon refresh. Plus great offers on servicing, tyres, accessories and more. To book, see ford.co.uk/reunion. Participating Ford dealers, T's and C's apply. Available until June 20th.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, it is. Jake Yap sitting in for John Holmes for the rest of this week and some of next week. And I've been really looking forward to this. This is TV Club. It's something that we've been doing each day. Just reviewing TV news. And man, I've been looking forward to doing this one.
Yeah.
This is awesome. Let me start by taking you all the way back to the 22nd of March of last year, when Zoe Williams in The Guardian published an interview with Ben Kingsley, the title of which was, Ben Kingsley, quote, "Do you mind if I finish what I was saying?" end quote. Now, I'm not going to read out the whole article, but she talks about the difficulty of interviewing Ben Kingsley because she says, the trouble is, you've kind of heard every story before. So she talks a bit about the film that he was promoting last year, whatever. Then she says, Kingsley was drawn to his craft as a child when he was taken to the Salford Picture House to see an Italian film called Never Take No for an Answer. Ben Kingsley says, I first found myself, my alter ego, on screen when I was very, very young, an orphan, 5 years old. The strange thing, says Zoe Williams, is not that he's told this story in every interview I have ever read with him, as well as broadcast interviews, but that he uses exactly the same words. It's as if his personality is a part for which he's learned the script. She then goes on to say, the etiquette of this situation baffles me. Is it ruder to cut in and say, yes, I've read this story before, or to pretend you haven't read it, which would mean that you've arrived at the interview having never read anything about the man in your entire life? I tell you what, let's now fast forward some 14 months. Let's listen to GMB, Good Morning Britain, this morning on ITV, when the man himself was interviewed by Ben Shepherd and Susanna Reid.
You started off on the Corrie Cobles, though. Well, kind of started off, didn't you, on the Corrie Cobles? And then went on to get all the glitz of glamour of winning the Oscars.
Well, you've missed out the Royal Shakespeare Company.
Yeah. Oh, you did do one or two things along the way.
10 years in the theatre. With Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant. I mean, the most perfect training for any career in acting is Shakespeare. Beautiful.
What is fabulous is you went from the theatre as well and the stage and had all that discipline, then into the world of movies.
Yes.
Which I think you'd envisaged yourself as a 5-year-old. I think you sort of had a dream that you maybe would be a film
Well,
that's
absolutely correct. As a 5-year-old, I went to the cinema and saw this exquisite film about an Italian orphan, and all he had to make his way through the world was his donkey. So he was the taxi driver, he was the village haulage contractor, he was like the little mayor of the village. And I went into the cinema, saw this little Italian boy who looked almost exactly like me as a 5-year-old boy.
Yeah.
And something in me clicked. I thought, I can't really say that I worked out that it was empathy or association, but I felt was rather crudely and simply, that's me. And for the next few years, I was that little boy with a donkey. The donkey's right here now. My spiritual donkey.
So sweet.
Isn't it stupendous? So he was, it's pretty much word for word. He was plugging this new film that he's in, right, called Learning to Drive.
Is it Learning to Drive a Donkey, perchance?
Well, do you know, in a funny way, that car was a donkey. Well, the thing... Zoe Williams, she goes on to say, she says, finally, I decide that it's a test, a mythological version of an interview in which I have to prove my fitness to know stuff by having the courage to at least indicate that I've heard a story before. So we're talking about his sons, Ferdinand and Edmund, who are also actors and very talented ones. I feel immense pride, he begins, and I know that my parents were quite indifferent to my craft. Do you feel they were indifferent to your craft or to you? I cut in. He had a famously poor relationship with both of them. He pulls back in horror. Do you mind if I finish what I was saying? Well, no, of course not. Thanks. So long as it isn't When they finish a piece of work and I'm in the same building, their ribs are in danger of being crushed. He takes a deep breath. When my sons come off stage, I crush their ribs. He literally, word for word, it's amazing. And what I love is that it's some movie, okay, and it's about he's a driver and he's playing a Sikh, because why not?
Yeah.
He done Gandhi. They're all the same. I don't know. Except, of course, you understand I'm being ironic there. So, you know, it's a movie. It's a popcorn movie, right? And yet he tries to explain. There's some line. They play a clip of the movie where there's someone says, don't worry. It's about learning to drive. And someone says, don't worry. I've always got my hand on the other brake, or something like that. Listen to him try to spin this into thespian importance.
Nothing will happen. I'm always here with the other brake. That could be an immensely philosophical line, couldn't it?
Absolutely. It could be the best kind of marriage.
It's bordering on spiritual, isn't it? Mm. I mean, I always have the other brake. Nobody's ever said that to me in my childhood.
No.
I was sort of slightly rudderless and exposed, and I never felt safe. It's a terrible thing to say publicly, but I'm afraid it's true. I never really felt nurtured and protected. Everything happens for a reason, and that I created perhaps my own bubble in which to live and flourish with my own imagination, and that I think it was a major, major factor in me becoming an entertainer.
Yeah, you certainly do live in your own bubble, mate. So there you are. That's Ben Kingsley giving the performance of his life on Good Morning Britain this very morning. I just inhaled incorrectly. I saw him once.
Where did you see him?
I was in this bar. It's quite a swanky bar in sort of Soho. And I didn't know him. I didn't know it. But I went into the bathrooms there just as he went in. I didn't realise. I sort of held the door for him. And it's always that awkward thing of, you know, you never know if, you know, where do you stand with the urinals and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird because we'd sort of clocked each other. We'd made eye contact. Oh, and it was that kind of, dear, you've realised I'm Sir Ben Kingsley. and my eyes sort of said, oh, God, yes, I have. And so then there was a bit of throat clearing while we were having a wee. And the only thing I could think of to say was, I hugely admire your Gandhi. But I thought... That is so open to misinterpretation. It's not even funny in that particular context. So I just carried on, sort of clearing my throat. And
did you see his Sir Ben Kingsley?
I saw his Gandhi. Have you seen? You've seen his Gandhi.
Yeah.
Remarkable Gandhi. Victoria, have you seen his Gandhi?
Definitely not.
You should see Sir Ben Kingsley's Gandhi. It's a wonderful thing to watch.
I'm not sure I want to.
Okay, fine. Well, that pretty much wraps up TV Club. Don't forget our pick for tonight is 9 o'clock on BBC One. It's How to Eat Healthily with Fiona Phillips, the woman who can only... I think she sees out of the underside of her chin when you see her on TV. The chin's always right. Do you know what I mean? It's like she's channeling Bruce Forsyth. Is that just me?
No, I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah, I think she's got... her only eye hole is in the bottom of her chin, and so she can't read the auto cue. Well, check it out tonight, and we'll reconvene this time tomorrow and talk all about it. In the meantime, it's time to catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, the administrators for BHS have said they've failed to find a buyer for the high street chain. It means 11,000 people's jobs are at risk. A court's been told how the parents of a prolific paedophile begged police to take their son away because they didn't want him under their roof. 30-year-old Richard Huckle is facing multiple life sentences after committing more than 70 charges. Sky's Martin Brunt, who's at the Old Bailey, says the judge has been told his phone and computer were full of images of Malaysian children he'd abused.
Also on his computer was an encrypted section where he had catalogued all his crimes. There were 6 files that they couldn't get into, and so far, said the prosecutor, Huckle has refused to hand over the passwords.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has claimed the Tory government and not the EU are the biggest threat to the UK. Meanwhile, campaigners who want us to leave Europe are demanding answers from the Prime Minister about claims polling cards have been sent to ineligible voters. A father and his 6-year-old daughter have been confirmed dead after an incident at a house on the Isle of Wight. Darren Flux Edmonds died at their home in East Cowes, while his daughter Kezia passed away later in hospital. Northern Ireland's controversial lifetime ban on gay men giving blood is to end. The policy will be replaced with the same rules that are in place in England, Scotland and Wales, where gay men can donate 12 months after their last sexual encounter. And US presidential candidate Donald Trump has hit out at the decision by golf's US PGA Tour to stop hosting a big tournament at one of his courses. The World Golf Championships event at Doral in Florida is going to Mexico City because it can't find a new title sponsor. The weather, cool and cloudy in the east, brightening up this afternoon. Brighter and warmer in the west with highs of 19 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Very good afternoon to you. It's Jake Yap sitting in for John Holmes, and we're doing... It's time for our work experience review with Rue. Now, John does this regularly. He has someone on work experience because they're... Well, not cheap, but free. Probably profitable. I mean, one could argue. And they sort of review stuff. It might be music, it might be cinema, or whatever. And we're doing geeky stuff, right, today, Rue?
Yes, hello, I'm
Rue. Hello, Rue. It's nice to have you here.
It's nice to be here.
Have they been treating you well?
Yes.
Has there been much hazing? Any hazing?
Hazing, no. What does hazing involve? Sort of like... I'll putting your trousers it's, down and things, or
yeah, so your buckets full of stuff and you know all the lols.
No buckets, no trousers. Well, no, I am sorry, wearing trousers. I didn't come trouserless just for fear of there being hazing related activities.
Yeah, you would have been right. That's more the talk sport lot.
They're
full of testosterone. They're so pumped right now. It's not even funny. So, you're reviewing geeky stuff. What geeky stuff have you found?
Well, I thought, first of all, I'd talk about my recent change from iPhone to Android.
Oh, welcome. Welcome.
Yeah. Oh, welcome. Are you an Androider as well?
I am. I mean, it's like Brexit. You can't talk about that on air, can you? I do use Android, yes.
And why did you opt for that over iPhone?
Because, you know, I'm kind of unique. You know, and I don't follow the herd, and they are cheap.
Could you not argue, so though, cheap, that yeah. now that the Android is the herd? Because iPhone, they're going to be getting rid of their headphone jack so that you're going to have to use their special Bluetooth headphones in the next one. That's the theory.
That. No, I'm having none of that. Well,
so everybody's abandoning ship.
This is what everybody does. You know, a company gets really, really massive. They start to abuse their power and everybody leaves them.
Mm.
This is what happened with Windows.
Look at the Nokia 3310.
Look at the Nokia. Look at my father's Nokia 3310.
They're Windows phones now, aren't they?
They are.
They've been bought out.
Mm.
Yeah, because their platform was burning.
But
that was what the new CEO said, wasn't he? He came in and he said, "Your platform is burning."
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Because they used to be labeled like the biggest thing. Yeah, I know, what a slam.
Yeah.
Nokia is actually the name of a tiny town in, is it Finland?
I'm not sure.
And that's where they were from. And I think the only other thing they made there was toilet paper.
Was the toilet paper burning, or was that... Or...
Well, maybe that was what it was.
Was this literal? Was this a health and
anyway,
safety
tell
thing?
Us about Android phones.
Yes, no, well, I'm finding it a much more user-friendly experience. I think Apple is a bit of a dictator, isn't it? It's got to look this way. It's got to feel this way. You can't step outside the lines. Mm. I've been using something called Nova Launcher. Have you heard of that? It's an app.
No, I haven't used Nova Launcher.
Nova Launcher.
No, I've never heard of it.
It means you don't have to use the default homepage. And I mean, with Android, nothing really is default.
Like the home screen, like where you see your icons.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, even with the default, you can move them around and add widgets. I don't understand widgets too much.
Widgets are quite good.
It really?
Quite good. Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
suppose you've got to find the right kind of widgets.
Well, you can put up a thing, like you can have like your calendar on your home screen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a little...
I've got that happening.
There you
but
go.
I'm not sure it's...
Well, then you're fully widgeted.
Well, but through Nova Launcher...
Oh, yeah, Nova Launcher.
You have greater control over your widgets. And you can change the icon size.
I do have a lot of trouble with widget control.
And you can change the size of the text that accompanies the icons and all that sort of thing. You could change the little circles at the bottom of the screen that indicate which page of your desktop you're on.
Yes.
You can change them to lines. You can change the little
colors. Finally.
Can I just say that you've come in today.
Yes.
Looking very sharp.
Thank you.
Your glasses are nice. Your shirt is beautiful. It's impeccably ironed.
Oh, right.
You look pristine. I'm glad you're somebody immaculately sort of shoveled. You're very shoveled. And I feel like Nova Launcher is for you. You know what I mean? It's not for me.
It's attention to detail, isn't it?
Exactly. If there was a thing called eye splat, you know, where I just sort of just flung stuff at a virtual screen and mushed it all around with my fingers and it somehow worked.
But I don't think that. I mean, look at MySpace. Do you remember? Well, you can't anymore, but it was there.
Yeah.
And you give people creative control. They can do anything they like with the HTML.
Yeah. And what a mess.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But you can do what you like with Nova Launcher. You can make it look like that if you want.
You're in love with Nova Launcher. Are you being paid by Nova Launcher?
No, sorry. Well, you can't. I mean, you can't go quite as far as with MySpace with the fake snow and glitter.
It's good times.
But you wouldn't want to.
Animated hamsters. It's the future. So Nova Launcher, is that just for Android then?
I believe so. But it's what sold me, because I wasn't happy with the distance between my icons initially.
You don't want to be able to get a piece of paper between them, do you?
Yeah, but now I'm
can I see your tweaked interface? Let me have a look.
Yeah, so there's the...
I promise I won't.
There's the homepage with my Spotify widget.
That is actually very neat.
Yeah.
And that's very neat.
Yeah, that suits you a lot.
If you press the little app button in the middle to get up all the apps.
Oh, yes.
You see how closely they're packed in
there. Oh, that's dense. That's
cool.
That's actually making me a bit swimmy.
Yeah. It's very neat, very tidy.
I can see.
Immediate access.
Hang on, let me get my... Where's my phone?
See, iPhone's just a bit too bubbly for me these days.
Yeah.
A bit too bubbly. All right, let me have a look at
your phone iPhone. Has made my phone look like a Duplo version of your phone.
Yeah.
Sort of. It's like bigger and simpler. Well,
I'm not sure though if I'm a fan of Android or if the Samsung I have is just the perfect vessel for Android.
Are you being paid by Samsung?
It doesn't have the flicky switch that used to really annoy me about.
Your icons are smaller than mine. It's one of those strange measuring up moments that boys do, and yet you've won. Good. Well, I might get Nova Launcher then.
Yeah.
Is it free?
Well, you have to pay if you want to get really intricate. Like changing
fonts
and things. But
don't go off topic, Roo.
I don't think that you know. I mean, even I'm not that obsessive.
Let's not be stupid about it. Very good. What else do you have for us?
Well, interestingly, Japan may open the 2020 Olympics with a man-made meteor shower.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Wow. That's cool.
A company called Ale, or maybe ALE.
Cockney Hale.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, they're bidding to handle the pyrotechnics and fill the sky with hundreds of colourful shooting stars, which is either going to be beautiful or terrifying.
Or just a bit rubbish.
Yeah, just fireworks.
I suspect probably just a bit rubbish.
Well, it might be like when London was going to set the Thames alight for the millennium. Do you remember that promise?
Oh, yeah.
What happened there?
Ran out of petrol. Thank you very much for that. We will have more after this break.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Peugeot 308. Powerful profile. Sleek lines. Really? Is this how we're supposed to choose a car? What if we based our decision on what the car is actually like to drive? Not just a quick spin around the block, but a 48-hour test drive. Remember, you buy the image, but you fall in love with the detail. Peugeot 308. Confidence built in. Arrange a 48-hour test drive at Peugeot.co.uk. Participating dealers only. Conditions apply.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition. To help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Euro 2016. Goal-scoring legends, red card villains, and returning champions. 10bet, premium sports betting. Over 22,000 live events every month. Hundreds of in-play and fast markets. Feel the excitement. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk.
5-0 levels of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
You're Philip of Grout Expectations Tiling.
Yeah?
Winston Wolf. I'm told your business is expanding its territory. People are taking notice and you need looking after. So speak to Direct Line for your public liability insurance. They won't charge you admin fees for hitting the big time. And you better do it and do it quick, because big things are coming.
What things?
Contracts, Philip. Contracts.
No administration fees when you increase your cover with Direct Line for Business. Can your business insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
An accident on the eastbound M4 at Bristol is causing delays. There's one lane closed between junction 21, the M48, and junction 20, the M5. Widden Down in Devon, the eastbound A30, just one lane open. A caravan flipped over earlier near the A382 junction, so that's being recovered. Traffic is able to get past, albeit slow. And at Rubery in the West Midlands, the A38 Bristol Road South, still closed southbound towards junction 4 of the M5, an accident. I'm Dave Stanford.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
So far on the EU referendum, we've heard from a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker, we've heard from Laurel and Hardy, we've even heard from Rosie and Jim, but on the show tomorrow, the big hitters, the main men, the King Kong and Godzillas of the debate, we're hearing from Cameron and Johnson on The Breakfast Show with me, Paul Ross.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast,
tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So while everyone in the office eats chocolate cake...
What?
Ah, gloating behind the glass. What's this? Wait, you stole this cake, didn't you, from Virgin?
Yeah, I know what's going on. Yeah, an email went round, didn't it?
Stolen. It's not our chocolate. That's not your chocolate cake.
That's Edith Bowman's chocolate cake.
I hope it
cake.
Gives you unbearable flatulence.
It's so delicious.
Oh, whatever.
I feel like there's a lot of foodies in this office.
Just hungry poor people. speaking of hungry poor people, it's time to continue our work experience review. This is something John Holmes does every day, and we thought, well, we'll do it too, because it's free. So Rue is here for free to review geeky stuff. And
I was just admiring your watch. You've got an Android watch there.
I have.
Looks very flashy.
It's the LG Urbane.
James Bond would have one of those.
I thoroughly recommend it. I'm not being paid to say that. So what else? You MCM Comic Con?
Yes, I was there last week at the XL Centre in London. And I was amazed at the amount of cosplay, you know, dress. Well, it sounds wrong to call it dress up, because this isn't any of your fancy dress stuff.
Fancy dress, isn't it?
Well, yeah, exactly. This is hardcore. You know, people have been making these things all year.
Right.
And just for this one day, now they're able to walk about and feel like Deadpool or Batman.
You wouldn't believe the number of toilet roll tubes they've saved up for these outfits. No, this is like proper. They look like, amazing manga superheroes and all the rest of it. How was it?
Well, 133,000 people came over 3 days to see stars like Warwick Davis, Jesse Eisenberg, Peter Davison.
Some of the best footballers Britain's ever produced.
And cast members from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Agent Carter 12, Monkeys, Red Dwarf, Arrow, Game of Thrones, Lost Girls, Sleepy Hollow, Being Human, Fringe. The list is endless.
I thought you said B&Q, man. Yeah. Thinking, now that's cosplay I'd like to see. Guy measuring up bits of 2x4 on a bank holiday and hammering his own thumb. It's a weird thing. I went there.
Were you there this weekend?
I was not there this weekend. But I went to the last one. It seems to happen like every 6 months now.
Well, they tour, don't they? They go around all the cities.
Oh, okay.
But London, I think, is the third biggest in the world right now.
I saw lots of cosplay people, and people are sort of dressed up. And
is that what cosplay is, just people dressing
it's
up?
It's basically people dressing up.
But really very well.
Sort of manga things or, you know, sort of funky. It looks like costumes out of those sort of Japanese video games that don't get released over here.
That's the main, okay. the main thing.
That's it.
And I saw, so it's all sort of jolly. I got the Docklands Light Railway to Excel, which, I mean, who knows where that is. And it's all sort of quite jolly because everyone's sort of dressed up and, you know, it's this sort of sense of, oh, look, we're all doing the same thing and that's fun. And, I mean, I just wore just a thong. And
sorry, which show
went
is this
to
from?
The, it's a different show. And I was waiting around outside trying to find my friend. And suddenly you realised the one flaw with all of this, because there was this woman and she was she was dressed as this sort of funky, psychedelic, space Mad Hatter, right? So she was just like the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland, yeah, from the Tea Party. But it was kind of like funky, punky, space trippy manga version.
Yeah.
And it was very eye-catching.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, it was a very distinctive look. Even at Comic-Con, it was a distinctive look. It was the kind of look that would make heads turn. You're going to get looked at.
You said this is a flaw.
She was on the phone saying, well, if you can't come round tonight, then don't even worry about it. Is this it? Is it over? Why are you being like this? And you think, yeah, this is misfired. You don't want anyone looking at you right now, and yet all eyes are on you.
Sort of saps the magic out of it, doesn't it?
It was horrendous. Yeah, it was kind of depressing to watch. And the thing is, yes, there are all those people there, but you have to queue and you have to pay £20 for an autograph or whatever, don't you?
Well, I didn't have to pay any money to get in because I was one of the press people. I was editing podcasts in the special room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Special room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I've heard about the special.
But you know what's really depressing?
Tell me what's really depressing.
The stalls. There's just so many stalls. You get lost in the store. You don't know where you are.
Right.
It's like traipsing through some geek department store where you can buy a knife or a sword and then turn around and buy a plush rainbow llama or something or a Pikachu. Why would you need those two things
to
in one day?
Because I've always dreamed of beheading a Pikachu. I mean, that's easy. Yeah, it's basically just ordinary stuff, but in neon colours with big eyes painted on it.
I think there's this idea that geeks will buy anything, so long as you slap a Batman logo on it.
Yeah, a bottle of orange squash with a Batman logo on it, and big eyes. And fluffy stuff. Well, that sounds good. I hope I haven't killed the magic for anyone there.
No, it's if that's what you're into, I'm sure you'll love it.
I guess I could get there. And Zembo.
Yes.
What's this?
It's a really scary cross between HAL of 2001 Space Odyssey.
Scary already.
And Chucky.
Oh my God. That's the worst idea ever.
Yes, and it's presented as though it's a CBBC program or something. The advert, 11 minutes long.
Wow.
Of really cringeworthy acting, kind of vomit-inducing pretend scenarios where this robot is supposed to be useful. You know, there's a chap who's climbing to the top of his wardrobe looking for a scarf or something, and he falls over.
Oh.
And the robot is there to call for help.
So, all right, so this is a robot. What is its primary function other than to eliminate human life?
Well, it's just sort of an iPad on wheels.
No, wait, They've done an iPad on wheels. I know they've done that. So is it a carer? It's designed to...
Well, no, it's supposed to be a robot butler kind of thing. It turns off your lights if you need it to. It turns on your aircon, all for $599.
I've just seen a picture. It hasn't got any arms.
No.
How's it do all that stuff then?
Well, no. That you're thinking like from some sort of 80s sci-fi film or something.
It's not Metal Mickey.
It's all Bluetooth.
It's all Bluetooth now, mate.
Yeah.
It's all home network, isn't it? It's the Internet of Things now, mate.
But have we all seen our robot? We know how badly this can go, right?
I'm kind of amazed that, I mean, that sort of seems quite cheap to get someone to turn the heating up.
What, $599? I suppose that's less in pounds, isn't it, as well?
It's £410.
But is it
quick on the conversion?
I've got it up in front of me.
Is it worth the risk of having your family slaughtered?
Help, but he hasn't got any arms.
Well, no, we just have to crank the heating up.
Bluetooth you to death.
Reducing oxygen.
Precisely.
Well, that's it. Okay. I mean, is that literally all it can do, is switch the lights on?
Now, where it can take pictures of you. Again, scary.
Okay. So it's all about selfies, really.
I suppose, yeah. It can play music. It can read your children bedtime stories and accompany it with animations and things.
But then Winnie the Pooh said, "Humans are a virus. They must be eliminated."
Precisely my fear.
But good night.
I suppose it could be all right for old people. You know, that if you're living alone when you're old and you haven't got any company, this little robot thing, I suppose, would liven things up.
You're not convinced.
I don't like this. This is basically just a remote control on wheels, isn't it? It's a remote control that you won't lose because it will come and find you.
Well, that's quite useful, you see. Yeah. I would go for that.
But that's what it is. Like loads of houses. I remember watching At Home with the Osbournes, the Ozzy Osbourne family documentary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they would control their like blinds and lights with an iPad. And that was years ago, years ago.
You wouldn't pass the control of your lights and your blinds and your door locks and things as this Asus Zenbo does over to an AI, would you? Because the AI might get a virus, it might be hacked into.
I was going
to
say, it's the hacking, isn't it?
Yeah.
If people are hacking children's baby monitors, things.
Oh, like
the potential for hacking, I mean, well, you know, the worst thing in the world would be to, I don't know, wake up cold. Oh, I'm a bit chilly.
But all the while, it's got this cheerful, smiling face on the screen.
That's the one. Mm. That'll do it. I don't know, I think it'd be useful if it could feed cats. I'm serious. I'd
That's
be down
true,
with that.
Actually. If it could actually do the physical stuff, it might be a bit more.
Yeah, if it would feed a cat. And I did see, look, here's my phone was made by Asus. Or Asus.
Oh, is that really the pronunciation?
I think it might be, I don't know. And it's all right. It's quite good.
But it doesn't hoover the floor and...
It doesn't. It sometimes glares at me malevolently.
But would you want it to? It's quite therapeutic doing those things, isn't it? Doing the washing up and stuff.
Doing the washing up?
Yeah, it's quite therapeutic after.
Mate, does Ben Fogle mean nothing to you? Earlier in the show,
we
broke the story that Ben Fogle has four dishwashers.
Oh.
Four dishwashers.
Yeah, but
it makes perfect sense.
They're so much more complicated because you have to load them and unload them. Whereas,
you're not spending all your time loading and unloading the cupboards.
Basically, he uses them as a cupboard.
Oh, I see. Oh, no, that's perfect.
It's good.
Great idea.
No, because what you haven't brought into consideration is the fish lice theory.
Fish lice?
Yeah.
Fish lice paradox.
Yeah, the paradox, yeah, which we've been discussing sort of at length all afternoon, where if Ben Fogle fries an egg with a fish lice for breakfast one day, and then the next day he would like another egg... He can't go to it because it's still dirty.
It's still dirty in dishwasher two.
Mm. Fish slice?
Yeah, slice spatula.
I thought you were saying that there were such things as fish lice that can infiltrate your dishwasher.
I think there are fish lice. I'm going to Google fish lice. Hang on.
Boggled my mind there for a minute.
There are fish lice. Fish lice.
This is gadget news here.
Did you mean Ben Fogle's dish... Fish louse, yeah, argulus.
Ooh.
It's a flattened, disc-shaped, jelly-like crustacean of the class Branchiura. All Branchiurans are fish parasites. That's rank. Because there's a fish parasite. There's a fish parasite, right?
It can take the tongue.
Yes, it turns into the tongue.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But the fish doesn't know.
See, this is the trouble.
That's what happens. You get four dishwashers and you've been rowing.
Yeah.
Bring one of those back with
you. And then your Zenbo tells your children all about fish lice. It's just a horror scenario. I tell you what, thank you very much for that, Ruth.
Well, thank you for having me.
No, it's always a pleasure to have someone for free. I thought we could do, we've got a little bit of time, films in five. This was an idea. Mm-hmm. It's an idea and everything. We in five words. I'll give you five words. You've got to guess what the film is.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to try one of these?
I'll give it a whirl.
Okay. I'll go with crazy stuff happens in space.
Gravity.
Okay.
Star Wars.
No, it's 2001.
Oh.
I thought you'd get that because we've been talking about it the whole time.
That's why I didn't say it. I thought you could be that obvious.
The double bluff. The double bluff. All right. Ugly bloke eventually finds love.
Benjamin Button.
What's your guess?
Shrek.
Bang on the nose, Colin.
Shrek.
It's Shrek.
Oh, you've picked my favourite film there.
Is that really your favourite film?
Well, Shrek 2, yeah.
Shrek 2?
Yeah, Shrek 2 and Pitch Perfect. My two favourite films. I'm really not that into films.
No kidding.
The moral of the story is that it's what in the inside that matters. Ugly bloke finds love. You clearly didn't watch to the end, otherwise you would have been so heartwarmed by the experience that...
Well, I said ugly bloke eventually finds love. Mm. That was word three, was eventually, which suggests some sort of a journey.
He wasn't ugly in the first place. He was just an ogre.
Well, you know, I was, it's a lovely film. I'm sorry. I apologise. It's a heartwarming family favourite. Window cleaner does really well.
Oh.
I can't think of any films with window cleaners in.
Neither can I. Is that...
That's hard on that one.
Window cleaner.
It's how to succeed in business without really trying. I thought it'd be fun to do one where there were more words in the title than in the actual definition.
That sounds quite niche. Is it niche? I don't know.
It's quite niche. Well, it's old, which means niche, doesn't it, really? What time do we have to be out, Cass? I have no idea. Is it 57? 57. I'll look on the thing, shall I? Let's just check.
Yeah,
57. We'll be back after the news.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month and get a free 32-inch LG TV. A free TV? Incredible! Did I say that out loud? Catch Sky Atlantic's must-see shows, including Billions, and get a free TV when you join Sky from £20 a month. Offer ends 9th of June. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Can a car be stylish and affordable, have tricks up its sleeve like Advanced Park Assist, buy Xenon headlights, come with a year's free insurance and be yours to drive for just £169 a month? Yes, it's a Corsa. And yes, it might leave you breathless. The Vauxhall Corsa Limited Edition 1.4i 75 PS 3-door with a year's free insurance for just £169 a month over 35 months with 2704 advance rental. To find out more, search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles of contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months charged at 7 pence per mile. You will not own the car. Insurance underwritten by GS Insurance Limited. First year free insurance, 21 to 75 year olds. License held minimum 1 year. 18 to 20s, contact your local retailer. T's and C's apply. Offer ends 30th June.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Coming up in the next hour, we've got Elise Harris's Lost and Found, the most remarkable thing she ever lost and the most remarkable thing she ever found. She's a very nice comedian. And also, we're putting smoothies in the dock today. Guilty or not guilty of fraudulently pretending to be good for you and taste nice. In the meantime, though, let's catch up with the latest news headlines from Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Coming up, no buyer for BHS. The paedophile's parents begged police to take him away. And the brand new plastic fiver is revealed.
Talk Radio.
Administrators to BHS have failed to find a buyer for the collapsed retailer. Closing down sales will begin at all 163 stores over the next few weeks, where 11,000 jobs are at risk. The parents of Britain's worst paedophile begged police to take him away after finding out about their son's abuse of children. Richard Huckle is being sentenced after admitting an unprecedented number of child sex offences in Malaysia, which he boasted about online. Sky's Martin Brunt has been listening to prosecutors at the Old Bailey.
Some of the kids that he abused, said the prosecutor, were very young and it had gone over a long period. One of the victims he had abused from the age of 5 to the age of 12. And in a kind of summing up, he said that this wasn't so much a campaign of rape against children, it was a campaign of rape against the whole community.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has claimed the Conservatives are the biggest threat to the UK, not the EU. Meanwhile, Vote Leave campaigners are demanding answers from the Prime Minister about claims polling cards have been sent to ineligible voters. Police have now confirmed two people who died in an incident at a house on the Isle of Wight where a father and his six-year-old daughter, Darren Flux Edmonds, died at their home in East Cowes while his daughter Kezia passed away later in hospital. Councillor Julia Baker-Smith says people there are devastated.
This is a quiet community, predominantly young families in this area. Most of the young families send their children to the local school, and everyone is just absolutely shocked.
A controversial lifetime ban on gay men giving blood in Northern Ireland is set to come to an end. Stormont's health ministers announced the change in policy to bring it into line with the rest of the UK, where a donation is allowed 12 months after a sexual encounter. The Bank of England has unveiled the new £5 note. The plastic fibre, which features Sir Winston Churchill, will go into circulation in September. Jonathan Calloway, who studies money, says the change to polymer will have a number of benefits. I'm afraid we don't appear to be able to bring you Jonathan Calloway just now. And police are investigating reports an on-duty officer took part in a pub karaoke in Glasgow last night. He'd apparently been attending an incident at the Waterloo Bar in the city centre. Punters were surprised when he got on stage to sing a rendition of Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cool and cloudy in the east, brightening up this afternoon. Brighter and warmer in the west with highs of 19 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. As England prepare for their final Euro 2016 warm-up friendly against Portugal, Talk Sport have been told Roy Hodgson's side shouldn't take qualification from Group B for granted. England would have to be one of the worst performing third place sides to exit the tournament at the first possible juncture, but John Barnes warned that however unlikely that may seem, England must respect their opponents.
We saw Slovakia beat Germany 3-1 away, albeit in a quagmire of a field. However, beating Germany 3-1 away is no mean feat. It's going to be Russia, and of course there's going to be Wales. So people have to approach this group with caution. Not to say that we shouldn't be confident in going through, but we shouldn't be overconfident, particularly the fans. This is a very difficult group.
Pep Guardiola's first signing as Manchester City manager has been confirmed as the German midfielder Ilkay Gundogan. The 25-year-old joins from Borussia Dortmund on a four-year deal for around £21 million. Finally, at the French Open tennis, world number one Novak Djokovic is through to the last four. He's beaten Thomas Berdych in straight sets. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Very good afternoon to you. It's Jake Yap sitting in for John Holmes rest of this week and some of next week. And, well, we've had a lot of fun so far. And what we're going to do now is this, some would say, hastily cobbled together format called In the Dock. I say, actually, very heavily produced because I've got everything. I've got proper.
You've got bits.
Yeah, I've done bits with my new laptop on the train.
Oh, nice.
So it's time now. The idea is that we take something in pop culture and level a charge against it. And so it might be sort of, I don't know, the X Factor. We might level a charge of it flogging a dead horse.
Guilty.
Or guilty.
What's your not word? Guilty.
Not guilty. Thank you for just arbitrarily taking the opposing. So we put the thing in the dock, and then we hear the counsel for the prosecution, the counsel for the defence. There may be a witness called, and we see. And I'm the judge, and I'm totally impartial. Here's the thing: you can vote. You can be the jury, basically, on Twitter. Con, can you retweet it as Talk Radio?
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks very much. I've opened Twitter because you don't have to hear the evidence before you cast your verdict, jurors. You can just do it now.
I did see that you'd already tweeted. I was
well, you might as well get it in early. Hey, look, in the meantime, look, here we go. Are you ready for this? Good, proper production now. It's my fader open, Marta. Okay, brilliant. Here it comes.
In the dock.
Stirring.
Did you play this on a ZX Spectrum?
Listen, I did that on the train.
I think it's very strong. Not only that, I'm pleased to say it's a 13-minute long bed. So you don't need to... And then the beats kick in.
Yeah.
Hot. Right. Will you all please rise? Judge Jake presiding. It is time now for the case of the state versus smoothies. The charge is being just not very good. Fraudulently claiming to be good for you and healthy and taste nice as well. So what we need to do right now is to... You ready? There's more of this. You might need to... Hang on, I haven't thought about this. I've got to balance the thing. I'm going to turn this down, Marta, right? So now turn the fader up again. Call the counsel for the prosecution.
Call the counsel for the prosecution. Call the counsel for the prosecution. Call the counsel for the prosecution. Call the counsel for the prosecution.
Call the counsel for the prosecution.
Call the counsel for the prosecution. Call the counsel for the prosecution.
Now going to be 15 minutes of shoes.
All right, come.
Oh,
thanks for coming.
That's all right.
So would you like to make your case to prosecute smoothies? What's your beef?
Absolutely. My lord, the jury, dear listener, and Marta, the tech op. We, the prosecution, are accusing smoothies of 3 counts of fruity fraud. The first count is that they're not as healthy as thought. The second is that they're more expensive than normal fruit juice. And the third is they just don't taste as nice as milkshake. On the first count, may I present to you this chart of how much sugar is in a standard smoothie. And you will show...
Thank you for that chart.
A pound for pound, there is more sugar in a pint of smoothie than there is in a small sachet of sugar.
Wait, pound for pound?
Pound for pound.
Objection.
I thought it might be sustained. Would you like to retract that, counsel for the prosecution?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I should think so. Carry on.
Smoothies for a long time have been drunk by middle-class mums who are very much in what we like to call the Activia yogurt group and by people very much trying to get the best value for their supermarket meal deal. These people are being conned. These drinks are just fruit squished up into the same texture as vomit. It makes me sick.
Objection.
What's your objection?
Well... Like that, you can't say it's got the same texture as sick. It depends what you've eaten.
I think you can.
No, it depends what you've
eaten. It's effectively pre-masticated. Well, yeah, but I'm sorry. Overruled.
No,
overruled. Overruled. Thank you. Bang! Bang! Where's my bang?
No, you'll break it. You'll break it. You'll break it.
Carry on.
Another point.
Prosecution. Yes.
The other day, I myself was doing some research and found a smoothie with acai in. A-C-A-I.
Acai.
That's not
how
you say it.
Acai. Well, acai is clearly a fraudulent fruit. Have you ever seen...
Objection.
Go on.
It's a berry.
Have you ever seen an acai in a fruit bowl?
They're very small.
Have you ever gone acai picking in Kent with your grandparents?
They're not grown in the UK.
I've seen a few acais in my time.
Well, I don't want to reflect on your personal lifestyle, Jake.
Yeah, well, the changing rooms. Yeah,
it's,
go on.
It's not a fruit, it is a fraud. And also, have you ever been to Scotland? They seem to get perfectly by. They seem to get by perfectly without fruit. Don't need smoothies.
Okay, I can't object to that.
I think I'm objecting to that.
You're under caution, counsel for the prosecution.
Okay,
withdraw
my final
that
point.
Racist statement about Scotland immediately.
I withdraw.
Thank you for withdrawing.
My final point. May I remind you what a smoothie used to be? A smoothie used to be a man who was confident at talking to women and would take them for romantic Italian dinners and then break their heart after a night of romantic Italian lovemaking. Now, these fruit smoothies have come in and ruined the name of smoothies. It is sacrilege. I am voting guilty.
Thank you very
much. You can't vote.
Well, he's just
prosecution,
saying,
but he can't vote.
Yeah, but if I could, I'd vote guilty. I'd text in guilty.
Or you just do the Twitter poll.
Twitter poll.
We've now retweeted. At Talk Radio. Council. Oh, hang on.
Oh, time God.
Now. Yeah. Time now
I'm
to
already
call
here, though.
The Council for the Defence.
Call the Council for the Defence. Call the Council for the Defence.
Call the Council for the Defence.
Call the Council for the Defence.
Call the Council for the Defence.
You'd tell me if I was over-milking this, wouldn't you, Cass?
Like a dairy farm.
Yeah, okay. 26 seconds to go.
Oh, my God.
Fine. Hello, Cass.
Yeah, sorry, I fancied a walk,
that's
apparently.
Okay. You're okay. It's a big court.
Ladies and gentlemen and halvesies of the jury.
Mm.
I know John's not here. We, the defence, are putting the case that smoothies are, if you excuse the pun, innocent. Thank you. We have a series of arguments that argue the point that smoothies are not fraudulent. And these are the arguments that I will argue the pointing of.
Mm.
Smoothies are just fruit squished together in a delicious, delicious drink. How can fruit be fraudulent just because they've been squished down into a delicious, delicious drink? When someone gets run over by a car, it doesn't mean they're fraudulent. They're the same, just squished.
Objection.
What's your objection?
Run over people are not sold as drinks.
No, they're not, but they're still the same person, just squished.
It'll come, mate. It'll come. Fine, carry on. I, yeah.
You weren't listening, were you?
No, not really.
You're listening to your bed.
It's a good bed.
Smoothies are a great source of vitamins. Let me present to you, no, Exhibit C, a list of things that don't have vitamins.
Okay.
Soil, mm-hmm. Pencils, balloons,
mm-hmm.
Political parties, gravity.
Arguably, political parties do have vitamins.
Yeah, they eat vitamins.
Like if you ate the population,
you
of
wouldn't
a political
smoothie
party,
you wouldn't smoothie them down and drink them.
Okay,
it would make you ill.
Carry on.
Glitter.
You're obsessed.
And Thomas.
Thomas?
Who's Thomas?
The tank engine.
Vitaminless. Thomas. Without smoothies, how, Mr. Jury,
yeah.
My Lord, how
Judge.
Would you trick...
Judge! Thank you.
Mr. Judge, how would you trick your child into having fruit if it were not for the smoothies?
Mm.
The delicious smoothies.
Right.
When he's asleep, obviously, because he won't drink it when he's awake. And yes, some people might think that they have the texture of vomit, which they don't. But who can say they've never at least once had vomit in their mouth? It's very popular.
Depends on whose you're talking about. Okay, very good. There are no witnesses to call, I believe.
It's after the break.
Oh, it's after the break do the witnesses. All right, fine. I didn't know. It's just so heavily rehearsed. It's sort of lost any kind of immediacy. Fine. Well, thank you very much indeed for your opening statements. I appreciate that. Is it too early to go to the break, Cass?
Yes.
Well, what are we supposed to do now?
What about some bogus news?
Shall
I get the guest?
That's the end of part one of In the Dock. We'll have
you can
more
vote
of it
on
later.
Twitter.
And you can vote on Twitter. It's at Talk Radio if you want to take part. Well, in that case, I'm going to stop the bed.
Oh, thank God.
And now I can do my other thing. This is a perfect juncture.
Okay.
So Harry Potter, right?
Oh, yes!
Yeah. So there's the new stage show. of Harry Potter that's coming, and everyone's very excited because it's all about grown-up Harry Potter. And so they've got the new cast of actors, which is a fresh new direction of the Harry Potter franchise. And I was trying to imagine what the stage show would be like, okay, amusingly. And I thought I'd try and turn it into a musical. And then I also thought I'll try and do it on the train. So so here it is. You heard it on talk radio first. It's Harry Potter, the grown-up musical.
What happened to you, Harry?
I don't know. I tried to live in the Muggle world and it took me over, I guess.
Harry, you were never meant to be a chartered accountant.
Wasn't I, Ron? Wasn't I? I was never meant to be an actor.
Of course you were. You just needed some magic.
Magic. Let me walk downstage and look wistfully out over the audience. I don't believe in magic, Ron.
What?
You don't believe in magic. It's something you no longer feel. But with some hocus pocus and a Vatican sack, sorry, no, we'll show you it's still real.
When your old people think you're stupid and harmless, and it's true, I can't go to the loo without the spell, Expelliarmus. You don't believe in magic.
It has no basis in fact.
But you made all those millions of appearing in films when you can't even act.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The Peugeot 308. Powerful profile. Sleek lines. Really? Is this how we're supposed to choose a car? What if we based our decision on what the car is actually like to drive? Not just a quick spin around the block, but a 48-hour test drive. Remember, you buy the image, but you fall in love with the detail. Peugeot 308. Confidence built in. Arrange a 48-hour test drive at Peugeot.co.uk. Participating dealers only. Conditions apply.
Tradesmen, with Direct Line you can get public liability insurance from just £55. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less August 15 to January 16, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Euro 2016. Goal scoring legends, red card villains, and returning champions. 10Bet, premium sports betting. Over 22,000 live events every month. Hundreds of in-play and fast markets. Feel the excitement. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk.
£5 a deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
And Dave's got the ball. He's got a clear run up the outside. Past the washing line. Round the misses. He shoots!
Ooh. Make the most of a summer of sport at Asda and pick up 20 cans of Carlsberg for just £10. Asda. Save money. Live better.
Selected stores subject to availability. Max 6 per customer. Over 18s only. Drink aware.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
On the A1 in Rutland, there's queues both ways near Stamford. There's an accident northbound, a breakdown on the southbound side causing delays. On the M1 in the East Midlands, an accident causing northbound queues between junction 24 and 24A near East Midlands Airport, where the outside lane is currently blocked with an accident. And at Kingsthorne in Herefordshire, the A49 is closed northbound at the A466 junction, where there's been an accident. I'm Dave Stamford.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening. Julia Hartley-Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Certainly is, and it's a delight to have your company. Coming up, we've got Elise Harris. She's a very lovely comedian. I mean, you can't say that anymore, can you? It's just comedian, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like saying female spacewoman Tim Peake will be talking to us later. No, she's a comedian and she's very funny and she's going to be talking about Lost and Found after 3:30. Oh, look, there she is. All right. How nice to see you. It's been years. In the meantime, though, it's in the dock, and in the dock this today is smoothies. Are they really healthy? Are they really delicious? Does anyone care? Well, now we've had the opening statements from the Counsel for the Prosecution and the Counsel for the Defence. Don't make me call the Counsel for the Prosecution again. Let's just pretend they're still here and they haven't gone anywhere. You'd like to call a witness?
Yes, please. I would like to call to the stand Zena, who is a smoothie drinker, a smoothie man.
Yes, yes, I am. Hello.
You should.
I would remind you that you're under oath. Do you promise to tell, like, the whole truth?
I promise to tell the truth, and nothing but the smoothie truth.
The smooth. Fine. So, yeah, go on then. Ask her what you want to ask her.
Zena, can you please tell the jury, have you ever had a milkshake?
I can confirm that I have indeed had a milkshake.
When was the last time you had a milkshake?
I can confirm that the last time I had a milkshake was last week.
So, but they're better than smoothies, aren't they?
No comment.
Pleading the fifth.
I'm just doing some jury mumbling there. Order! Carry on.
How much can you tell the jury how much fruit you can consume each day?
On average, I consume 7 pieces of fruit a day.
Order! Carry on.
Is that in a smoothie or...?
That's in an innocent smoothie.
Order! I would remind you not to bring brand names into this.
An innocent smoothie.
Okay. My next question, Zena, and I do remind you, you are under oath. Why don't you just eat fruit?
I do eat fruit. In a smoothie.
Order!
Zena smoothie-man innocent. I put this to you that you drink smoothies. You do not eat smoothies.
I do drink smoothies. But you can also drink smoothies.
My lord, I don't think Zena is a credible witness.
Objection.
Despite the fact that I called her.
Sustained.
I believe she has too close a relationship to smoothies, and I will prove it with one more question. Mm-hmm. Zena, do you love smoothies so much that you would take a Nutribullet for them?
No.
Order! Silence! I will have this court suspended!
I'm done with my questioning.
Never!
Counsel for the defence, would you like to cross-examine
the witness?
It
was one time!
Order! Would you like to cross-examine the witness?
I'll ask one question. Mm-hmm. Oh, smoothies, great!
Smoothies are excellent.
There we go. I'm done.
Now, ordinarily, it would be an abuse of my position as judge in this court to start bringing up evidence of my own. However, I was party to some conversation that happened earlier on in the production office when this piece was being discussed. And it was said that a certain smoothie bar in town has its staff populated with men who are effectively models. And so it could be that the clientele are going there not for the delicious smoothies at all, but because they enjoy the service. Would you answer? Would you? I put it to you.
It's not true.
It's not true.
What's the name of the
bar? I object.
Okay, fine.
No, it's actually called... Well, I can't say it.
No, you can't say it. But they're
branding.
They're very hot.
But they do have male models working.
Yeah, I used to work there.
I'm sure I've seen you there.
Yeah, that was back before it was a smooth bar, when it was a charity shop, wasn't it?
Okay. It's time now for the verdict. On Twitter, we've had a few comments. Somebody said, I've yet to find a smoothie that isn't noticeably improved by the addition of decent rum. Thank you, James, for that. And someone called Mod Habobo says, so much sugar in them.
Fruity sugar. But natural sugar.
More than a sachet of sugar.
More than a sachet of sugar.
But less than 2 sachets.
No.
Yeah.
Actually, probably not less than two sachets. Look at this chart. Look at the chart.
You've got it upside down again. You see, that's the true figure.
Well, we've heard from the prosecution and we've heard from the defence. We've heard all about the prosecution's ass eye, which I didn't think we needed to hear about. We've also discovered that smoothies used to be Italian men who would woo suggestible women. Some crossover then, perhaps, with the new smoothie bar in town that our star witness likes to frequent.
Leah Thames.
She can, yeah, coax anyone. I don't know. I'm going somewhere with ass eyes and I don't know where. Innocent, not innocent. Well, it's difficult to say. It's worth remembering that a lot of fruit juices are, in fact, not very innocent in as much as they are fined with fish bladders. Fining happens with fish bladders. Apple juice is very often strained through fish bladders to clarify it. Not many people know that.
That's really off-putting.
Well,
just make a smoothie.
There you go. We also heard from the counsel for the defence saying that smoothies have vitamins, whereas so many other things don't have vitamins, like soil. I believe
and
she
Thomas.
Said. And soil. And Thomas, I don't know what you, well, I don't know what Thomas means. I don't know what you're talking about. Soil has vitamins. Mm. It has vitamin B12, and that's why I, as a vegan, have to eat several spoonfuls of soil every day. Otherwise, I will die. So. All in all, weighing that up, it's time for the jury to take their decision. And the votes have been cast on Twitter. I can confirm that after some 400,000 votes. Wait, no. 63. we find smoothies guilty.
Yes.
No.
79% of people voted that smoothies were guilty. So I'm afraid your case is hence to forth dismissed. Oh, I should put
no.
What?
When they're innocent, it's dismissed. You need to sentence if it's guilty.
Should I pass sentence?
Well,
all right. I sentence smoothie drinkers to going and having like a really good milkshake. Oh, ideally, a vegan one, because let's be honest, it's not a milkshake, and it should be a milkshake. Like have fruit juice or have milkshake. You can't have both. You can't have smoothies. It's like a rubbish compromise. It's like when people watch. Oh. It's like when people watch Gavin and Stacey, because it's like only a bit rubbish to all people concerned. Whereas that you know the blokes want to watch Robot Wars and the women want to watch I don't know. America's Next Top Model.
Women don't watch that.
Do they not watch that?
No.
Only smoothie drinkers watch that.
I don't know. I'm just saying. It's...
You just were saying words and you just been sexist now.
I know, I've fallen into a huge trap there. I really should have worked on this a bit more. Hey, how about the bed, though? That was In the Dock, and it's just getting better and better every day. It was a little bit better this week. Today? I keep saying this week. I'm used to doing a weekly show, you see. I'm used to doing a show weekly, yeah? Amusing. Right, well, tomorrow we'll have something. If you want to suggest what we put in the dock tomorrow... because we can't be bothered to do our own production. Why not get in touch? It's 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can get in touch on Twitter. It's @talkradio.
Start your message with any word you like.
I love the way you two just instinctively know how to pass that around. And so, yeah, that's it for that. Thanks, thanks everyone. That was a really,
thanks.
Great energy.
Wonderful.
Great energy.
Just love smoothies.
Do you love smoothies?
I love smoothies.
I'm afraid you're wrong. Actually, speaking of sort of... What happened there? I didn't even touch it! Speaking of sort of rubbishy TV shows that everybody watches because it's sort of inoffensive.
Yeah.
I see Peter Kay's got a new series. this is in the Daily Mirror today. Actually, it's a good series. Did you see Car Share?
Yeah, I couldn't get into it myself.
Could you not?
No, I watched it and I'm a Peter Kay fan.
Right.
Really just couldn't get into it at all.
Conversely, I'm not a Peter Kay fan.
Me either.
But I did like the show. Did you like it,
Victoria? No.
You didn't like it. I thought it was great. I thought the woman in it was great, and she co-wrote it, but it was called Peter Kay's Car Share. And then when he won the National Television Award, he did the speech while she just stood there like a pudding. She didn't get to say a word, man.
What's
not
her
one
name?
Word. I can't even remember because he's blocked. He's just blocked her out. It's like she's not allowed to... I bet it's contractual. Sean Gibson. Now you know. She says, I'm really excited. We had so much fun making the first series. Ow, ow, please stop, Peter. Ow, that hurts. No, she didn't really say that. Why don't we catch up with the latest news headlines?
Talk Radio.
Administrators to BHS have failed to find a buyer. 11,000 people work at the collapsed retailer. Closing down sales will begin at all 163 branches over the next few weeks. Sky City editor Mark Kleiman has the details.
BHS will effectively go into some form of wind down or liquidation, where the administrators will continue to run the business but will try to seek buyers for individual stores and so on.
A court's heard how the parents of a prolific paedophile begged police to take him away. It's after 30-year-old Richard Huckle, who's facing multiple life sentences, confessed to them about his abuse of children in Malaysia. Campaigners who want to leave the EU are demanding answers over claims referendum polling cards have been sent to ineligible Europeans. Meanwhile, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has entered the debate, claiming the Conservative government, rather than the EU, is the biggest threat to this country. Police have confirmed two people who died at a house on the Isle of Wight were a father and a six-year-old daughter. The bodies of two dogs were also discovered at the home in East Cowes. Northern Ireland's controversial lifetime ban on gay men giving blood is to end. It'll be replaced with the same 12-month restrictions in place in the rest of the UK. And a policeman entertained a pub in Glasgow with a karaoke classic after being called in to deal with a brawl. Sergeant John Harris belted out Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive while in full uniform to cheers from drinkers. The weather: rain for northern Scotland and eastern areas tonight, drier elsewhere, chilly in places with lows of 9 degrees. Tomorrow will be warm and sunny for much of Northern Ireland, Wales and the southwest. Elsewhere it will be cloudy with some showery rain spreading in from the east, with the most persistent over northern Scotland. There's more in half an hour.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, there we go. Shh, okay, shh. Gosh, that was a white knuckle ride of a half hour of radio, wasn't it? Jake Yap sitting in for John Holmes today. And for the rest, it's all right. You can leave if you want to leave. Don't worry about the door. Don't even worry about it. I don't even know. Have we met?
No, I've work to do.
Luke's from the online team.
Oh, the online team!
He was going to take a picture of me.
We should talk. So, you should take a picture. Do what you like.
Yeah, unfortunately, there just wasn't enough time off the back of that.
We'll just do it now. No, don't worry about it.
It's fine. I can get it after you finish.
No, do it now, mate. Do it now!
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
See the logo.
Yeah, it's fine. Get the logo in.
All right,
get the logo in.
Go. Yeah. Yeah, I need the logo.
All right, then. So you can't hear me now, then.
Suck them in.
Jake, could you stand up for me, please?
Oh, I didn't realise I was in it as well. If he's told me that.
You are the presenter.
All right, should I? I should look thrilled.
All right, just move over to your left, right a little bit.
To my right, your left.
I'm the thrills of...
All right, this guys, is Talk Radio.
There we go.
Okay, there great. We go.
Thank you.
Are you happy?
What's happening with that photo, Luke?
Yeah.
It'll be
runs around looking for a microphone.
It'll be on the article that we'll put up later this evening.
Oh,
there we go.
On the article.
Yes.
Cool. I just don't like breaking up people's workflow, you know? I'm all about efficiency. All about efficiency. Not really for you, the listener, obviously. I'm just wasting your time. Hey, it was interesting. We talked to a mudlark lady this time yesterday.
Oh, that's an interesting thing to do, yeah.
I know, very interesting. And she was talking about sort of digging through all the mud in the Thames, which is mudlarking. And then today in the Daily Mirror, there's a thing basically about mudlarking in the City of London. They did this big dig and they found these tablets, which, of course, they have to couch it in terms of the kids can relate to. So they call it text messages from the past.
Ooh.
Roman writings rescued from the mud. And it's quite cool. It's like little bits of wood or tablet or something with like stuff written on it.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I would have just chucked it in a skip. I wouldn't have thought that was Roman. Anyway, with that in mind, we thought we'd sort of do this feature properly. So Elise Harris, welcome, officially welcome.
Thank you, Jake.
Thanks for coming along. And so the idea of this slot is lost and found. I thought it'd be kind of interesting to find out people's the most remarkable thing someone's lost and the most remarkable thing that they've found. And, well, you've got plenty of time, so don't worry about it. Let's start by... Let's ask you, what's the most remarkable thing then that you've lost?
That I've lost? Well, I found a lot of things. I was thinking, what have I lost? I've lost so many things. I can't remember what they are. But I do remember a finding, like 2 years ago, I found a tiny little gold elephant. I found that. But then I was passing it around with people and we were giving it as good luck. And then one day somebody said, where is that elephant? We lost it.
Oh,
elephant, a gold elephant that, you know, never forget, and I forgot
that's,
it.
That almost elevates itself into mysticism, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It comes and goes in people's lives, giving them luck when they need it and moving on when they don't.
I know.
So tell me, where did you find this gold elephant? What are you talking
about? It was in Edinburgh, and it was in the meadows, in the middle of the meadows.
Was this during the festival?
Yeah. During the festival, it was just on the path. There was a poster up for a missing person. So we were like, "Oh no, maybe it is a sign from something from the missing person."
That's weird.
I know, it was weird, and it disappeared.
So how big was it? This gold?
It was tiny. It was tiny. It was like a tiny little charm, but it was gold, and it was really beautiful. But it was so small, it was obvious it was going to get lost eventually. So.
Was it actually gold? Did you bite it or whatever it is you're supposed to do?
It was so small, it would have just crumbled into dust, probably. Maybe that's what happened to it.
Did it get over-admired?
Over-admired, yeah. We were sticking it down our bras and things, so maybe it sort of embedded itself in our skin. Oh, that is something I lost. I lost an earring in my ear once. That is something that I lost. It was such a tiny, because it was a tiny little earring. My auntie had given it to me. I put it in my ear and I woke up when I was about like 13 and I was like convinced. It was like, where is it? And I could feel it. And I went to see, I was like, Mum, I've lost an earring. It's in my ear. And she was like, don't be stupid. And then about 3 weeks later, I remember I was watching my brother in The Wizard of Oz in the school production and I was still fiddling and it just came out again. In the middle I'm like, I told you. Yeah.
He's doing the lollipop kids. so I'm kind of interested because are you superstitious?
A little bit. I try not to be, but then every time I see a magpie, I'm like, oh no, I'm going to see another magpie.
I hate that in myself. Can't you like that?
I'm with some things. Like, I don't walk under scaffolding in case there's a ladder on that scaffolding.
Exactly. Really? Something's going to fall on you, or a bucket or something.
Yeah.
Just common sense.
I don't do it because I don't want to walk underneath a ladder, which is bad luck. So I don't walk under scaffolding.
Yeah.
But magpie, I don't know the magpie one, but I don't want to know it. No, now I do.
It's a little rhyme.
When I see a magpie, I get quite nervous and stuff. Yeah. And but that's because my grandmother died when a magpie pecked her eyes out and ate her brain. So it was pretty horrific. No. What's the rhyme for magpies?
Well, it's a couple of different ones. My mum's got a different one because there used to be like a program years ago called Magpie, and it was like one for sorrow, two for joy, three for girl, four for a boy, five for silver, six for gold, seven for secret, and to be told. But my mum says,
and eight for an iPhone 5S.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My mum's one for silver, two for gold. No, one for sorrow, two for joy.
Yeah.
Three for a girl, four for a boy, five for a letter, six for something better or something stupid like that. And I'm like, I don't want what's better than a letter, anything really.
Email.
Yeah.
Literally a spam from Halfords.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it is because it doesn't even rhyme, the one that my mum does, but that's the one she's sticking with.
And do you have any, because you are a female male comedian.
A female male comedian? What?
A comedian. A female male comedian. You're
what?
A comedian. And you, obviously, you're doing Edinburgh this year?
I'm not doing it this year.
Are you not doing it this year?
No, I'm very disappointed. I was trying to get up there, but I'm not.
Are you going to tell me you thought of a more fun way to burn
£8,000?
Yes, I have
to stay in bed for a month.
Before you do shows, though.
Yes.
Do you have any kind of ritual, any superstitious thing? Do you have to, what puts you in the zone?
Ooh. I walk around a lot flyering and get very wet. Yeah. And that really puts me in the wow, I've got a show to do thing.
Yeah. It sort of gets you into the perfect state of degradation, doesn't it?
Exactly. So it must be better than this. The show must be better than being wet in the...
Those moments when you sort of, you're slowly trudging up a road trying to fly for your show and then you see your own face on the floor.
On the floor, and it's
just ground underfoot in the rain. It's it is utterly soul destroying.
And you know who you gave it to. You're like, curse you.
And that was the one who said, yeah, we'll come. Yeah, sounds great.
Exactly. Or if they're in a bin, I found a lot of my, like, somebody had dumped a load of my flyers, like loads of them, in the bin.
Really?
As if they have to make a point, really. Ha ha, you're just, you know, they've taken them from somewhere.
How many were you giving out per person?
No, I was only giving one per person. So they must have gone to a shelf or something where I'd put them to just take them and just gone, ha! Just chuck them all in
horrible.
The bin.
Particularly in Edinburgh, it is a brutalising experience doing comedy. I'm going up there this year, fans. If you want to watch a man destroy £8,000 in front of your eyes, it's a fun way to. And believe me, my income does not support that. That's not bad, is it?
That's very cheap for Edinburgh.
Because we're staying in a trailer park. Staying in a trailer, but I'm not even kidding.
I went to Edinburgh Fringe once just for a weekend, and I camped, and
you lost a little gold elephant.
No, but it rains a lot in Scotland.
Think
it
does. November in London, and you've got the measure of summer in Edinburgh.
Yeah, about 3 years in, there was quite a hot day, and there was all over the papers, "This is the hottest day in Edinburgh in the last 50 years. It was 27 degrees. People are dying
people,
in the street."
They burst into flames spontaneously. We'll be back with Elise Harris after this break.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Come on, lads. Oh, God, better take this. Hello. Hello. Oi. Pipe down, you lot. I'm on a business call. Cheers. Hello.
With eReceptionist, all calls are answered and can be diverted to a colleague to suit your schedule. So with eReceptionist on your side, you'll never miss a business call or the game, for that matter. For a free 30-day trial, head to ereceptionist.co.uk. Usage conditions apply. Cancel any time within 30 days.
Come on!
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site, with AM and PM delivery slots to suit you. Plus, our driver will give you a call when he's en route, so no need for any hanging around. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application, the deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the A1 in Rutland, there's queues both ways near Stamford. There's an accident northbound, a breakdown on the southbound side causing delays. On the M1 in the East Midlands, an accident causing northbound queues between junction 24 and 24A near East Midlands Airport, where the outside lane is currently blocked with an accident. And at Kingsthorne in Herefordshire, the A49 is closed northbound at the A466 junction, where there's been an accident. I'm Dave Stamford.
The Brothers Gould, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Enjoy the anarchic nightly on-air battle for family supremacy as broadcast protocol gets lobbed through the studio window.
I'm Johnny Gould. Join me tonight from 7 only on Talk Radio. But it's not just me, it's Ash.
Raw man. Engage yourself in radio folklore, phone calls and fun.
I'm Ash and he's Johnny, and together we are the Brothers Gould.
Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family.
Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And then it burst open and there were loads of little fish inside. Sorry, we're back. And they were still alive. So we're here with Elise Harris. We're playing Lost and Found. Well, it's not really a game. It's just talking about things that we've lost and found. So you lost a little gold elephant.
Yes,
that
I
brought
found.
You luck. Yeah. And ever since then, your life has been cursed.
It's been, gone.
It's cursed.
Rack and ruin. Yeah. It is.
Horrific.
It's cursed, yeah.
But tell me about stuff you found.
So many things. Look, I know this is talk radio, but look at that, Jake. Look at that. All of those things.
Are you serious?
Serious. All of those things.
Really?
All of those things. Not that I've just brought a thing. There's lots of gold.
And literally
actual,
all
literally
of this
gold
stuff.
And silver. You know, they say the streets are paved with gold and people go, no, that's just a metaphor. They are not. Look
you
at all that.
You are kidding me.
That's you. And that's apart from all the pennies I've picked up. Obviously, I've
Did
spent
you,
them.
Can I just check? Is this stuff that you just found
on the floor
in Ratners? Like, is this...
No, this is stuff that I found on the floor, like on pavements or in gutters this... or in.
When you say...
Oh, you have to wash your hands, obviously. You
what, what is it? It's just.
It's unbelievable stuff. Look, it's like
stuff,
jewelry.
Some of it is actually gold. What
so
my aim is
there.
Is eventually, if I find enough earrings, I'll find a pair.
What's in this? Okay, so there's
oh,
tons
in that,
of jewelry.
That's another Edinburgh find. There was just. This is tragic.
Let me just describe.
Open
this
it
is,
up. I didn't find the. I didn't find the container. It's a little.
It's a little bit bigger than a 50p.
In the pouch, that's what I found. It's broken jewellery. See, I think if you find actual, like, obviously people want it jewellery, you have to give it to the police. But if you've just found broken jewellery, clearly nobody wanted it anymore.
Okay, so some little pearls.
They're called potato pearls.
Potato pearls?
They're real pearls, like potato pearls.
That so sounds like the latest marketing frozen food. Potato pearl. What's that one called then?
Well, that's like a charm, isn't it?
That's like an R2-D2 pearl.
Yeah, an R2-D2 pearl. They're all potato pearls, though, yeah.
These are all pearls?
Like,
they're
all
actual
pearls.
These are real pearls?
They're real pearls.
How do you know they're real pearls?
Because I looked them up online. I'm like, these look a bit weird. You know, you wouldn't make a pearl like that. They're weird. They look... They've got, like, weird marks on them.
Whoa,
oh,
sorry,
careful.
Sorry,
yeah, that's
sorry,
all the
sorry.
Gold. Look at all that gold. Eventually, I'll get enough
Wait,
to melt down and...
This is actual gold?
This is my retirement fund. Yeah.
I won't give out the address because people will be waiting for you. This is all real gold?
Yeah, and there's a big pile of real silver, too. All of those earrings that you see there.
Yeah.
I found all of those.
Do you, go and get it checked by a professional?
No, you don't have to because, some of it, I've got a load of stuff that hasn't got hallmarks. That I've got more than that at home.
Mm.
But all of those have got, like, little tiny hallmarks or silver or gold written on them, so I don't really need to check. But you can get a magnet and see whether it's magnetic and have a guess if it hasn't.
I'll just get my magnet out.
Yeah, just do that.
That is crazy.
I mean, there's a lot there that's just decorative, but most of it is silver or gold.
What it tells me is that you spend a lot of your time staring at the floor.
I found 8p under a tree yesterday.
I was hoping for something better than that. This stuff is crazy.
And £120 outside a garage once, but I handed that in to the police, obviously.
Is this a bent nail?
Yeah, I found that. That's like from a shipwreck that was on a beach. There had been a shipwreck or something, so that was like embedded in the...
Hang on. Whoa.
All right, maybe not a shipwreck.
I was with you with all the gold and all the rest of it.
All right, well, that's just a guess that it's a shipwreck.
It's not hallmarked, is it, from the HMS
Bounty? But it is a very old nail, isn't it? It's not like a modern nail.
Do you know, it looks like quite an old nail. It does look like an old nail.
Yeah, and that's
if you'd asked me before you came here to describe what an old nail might look like, I don't think I would have been able to, but looking at that, it does look quite old.
Yeah.
It's an artifact.
Yeah, it's probably from like...
That's from a shipwreck, mate.
Yes, a shipwreck.
Yeah. Shipwreck. Was there actually a shipwreck nearby?
It was a coast. There's always a shipwreck nearby.
Which coast?
It was West Wales, I think.
West Wales. Where in West Wales?
Or it might have been Cornwall. I can't remember.
Where in West Wales?
I'm going to say the Mumbles. No, that's not
you
right.
You can say the Mumbles.
It might not have been West Wales. It's a long time ago. I found that when I was about 12, and I was like, look at this, look what I found. It's ages digging it out of a rock pool.
And is that where you spent your childhood holidays? Is that what you did as a child?
Yeah, we went to like Devon or Cornwall or the Mumbles, near Swansea, places like that, yeah.
Whereabouts did you grow up then?
In Wales, yeah.
In Wales?
Yes.
So it wasn't that exotic a trip for you?
Not really, no.
It's just down the road.
Devon's quite exotic if you live in Wales. Whoa, Devon, yeah.
You've got to do a massive loop, haven't you? You've got to go all the way in and all the way out again.
Because there's no ferries there. I think there used to be hundreds of years ago. Everything's
gone
downhill.
Yeah, well, they all got shipwrecked.
Yeah, exactly.
Thieving, greedy people stole all the nails.
Yeah.
That was the thing. That's because I'm taking I've got a little boy who's going to be 3 next month, and I'm taking him sort of for what I think will probably be the first holiday he'll actually remember. Mm. And it's just not, I can't do the exotic thing. A, I haven't got the money. Mm. B, I haven't got the time. And C, I haven't really got the inclination.
Well, there's so many lovely places in Britain, isn't there?
Well, I'm going to just outside Milton Keynes.
All right. Look, I got that in Cornwall. I think I might have led to the coastal erosion with that, though. I reckon that's a piece of... But look, it looks like there's half the British Isles in there, with Scotland taken away. So I thought maybe that was before the referendum, some sort of sign that Scotland was going to be taken away. But Cornwall's not on it either, except there's no Ireland, there's no Scotland, and there's no Cornwall. And half of Wales has disappeared as well. It's just England, really.
So effectively...
England.
Yeah, or just an indeterminate blob inside a rock.
Yeah. What you have bought in is a rock.
It's a rock, but look, but it might be gold.
Oh, it's like a
so it's gold. It could be gold. Hallmark. I don't know, because everyone I show goes, "Don't be stupid, Elise."
It's a metamorphic rock.
Yeah,
it's quartz like.
Yeah,
it's about the size of I would say a 7-year-old's fist.
Yes, fist.
And it's got some sort of metallic-y bit running through it.
Yeah, exactly.
Which you say
gold.
Is shaped like the British Isles, except for Scotland and Cornwall and Wales.
Yeah, it is.
A loose triangle. Let's call it a loose.
Well, it's a country without, all its defining edge features.
It's metaphorical, isn't
this
it?
This is easily like a pound of rock that you brought. I do appreciate you bringing so much stuff in. I know. It's really exciting. I'm sort of slightly wondering about what your house looks like, though. You know what I mean?
It's all fitting in this tiny little bag.
That's
small
true.
Small things.
Just thinking, if you get jazzed about... You've got more stuff! I can't believe how much stuff you've got.
More rocks.
It's like a horn from some sort of prehistoric creature I found in the garden.
Oh, that's actually really cool.
And look, that's like something that you can stab a white walker with there.
Okay, one at a time. This is another stone. This looks like a flint. It's about the length of, I would say, an 8-year-old's little finger.
Where's all this geology coming from Jake Yap?
Oh.
It's not geology.
Geography teacher.
Look, it's a flint. Look, obviously it's flint.
No, that's not flint. That's a horn, isn't it?
It's not a horn. It's flint.
Well, it's shaped like a horn.
Geology with Jake Yap. It's a horn, mate.
How did a flint get shaped like a horn unless somebody did it like that, though?
I don't know.
It's like a horn
sometimes
off a
you'll
deer
get
or something.
A horn-shaped flint.
Or a tooth. Maybe it's like a dinosaur or something. It might be.
It could be. Again, would you...
I found a pond in the garden too. A big concrete pond. I was just digging. I was like trying to make room for growing things. And there was just a big pond in the garden. So.
Right. Let's move on to this third and what I'm assuming is your final rock.
I haven't brought any more. I've got a lot of rocks, though.
And this one you think is a tool.
Well, it looks like a tool. Look, it's got like tool marks on it.
It's a broken sort of
flinty. It's broken, yeah. But look at it. That's man-made. It's like a spearhead.
It is probably. It is a bit. Mm-hmm. Con, what do you think?
I had a whole show at Edinburgh. You missed it.
It's
all about
the size of
all about rocks.
It's about the size of an 8-year-old's kidney.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, out of all the rocks you have bought, this is the most just... It is just
it's
a rock.
Just a bit of
rock. Oh, it's because you're no expert. I'm not an expert either. No, I had
but
a whole
believe,
show about this and I believed
did
it.
Did you really?
I did. It was all about how I'd found stuff and it was like, I was calling it urban archaeology, but it was more like suburban archaeology, really. Yeah, anyway, Chortle came and they didn't like it. So I just sulked.
Chortle, notoriously, there's all sorts of...
comedy review website for people who don't know.
Yeah, sorry, we went a bit... in then.
Yeah, we went a bit in.
Yeah.
Talking shop there. Yes, Chortle's a comedy review website, which I'm not going to say anything about because I'm going to Edinburgh this year.
No, they're
great guys.
Gentlemen.
Oh, great guys.
Great guys. They're amazing. They're the best ever.
They really are.
They're so expert.
Apart from all the other ones as well, which are also really
good. Oh, they're all good too. Yeah, all of them. They're all amazing. All of them. Every single reviewer is a gem.
So, which...
Have you got my rocks?
Yeah.
Yeah, you say that. This is going to...
I was going to see if you didn't notice.
Society is destroyed.
So tell me,
tell me
about your suburban archaeology show then. What was... Was it you showing people your rocks?
Yeah, I had one. That's another thing I've lost. I had one that was shaped like a duck head, a head of a duck.
Wow.
And I passed it around and everything. And I went to look for it this morning and it's gone. It's disappeared. It's the most precious thing ever. It's it's definitely like a prehistoric artifact or something. It's not like a rock that just happens to be shaped like a duck.
Total duck head.
So what are you doing now? So you're not doing Edinburgh this year?
I'm not, no.
You're making your rash bid for financial solvency.
Yeah, exactly. Try and get back on track.
Where can people see you performing?
Well, we've got a couple of things coming up. We've got something in Camden. It's a tiny venue, but it's a sort of storytelling comedy show, just a one-off in the Spread Eagle on July the 13th. We're going to try and run them around the place.
Spread Eagle, July the 13th?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's that called?
Funny Peculiar.
Funny Peculiar, July the 13th?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we've got more coming up. So that's... Okay. Oh, and I've got Welsh Unsigned Comedian of the Year next week, which is going to be fun. I have to go to Cardiff for that, though.
Unsigned Comedian of the Year. And are you making a bid for that?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you not have to be Welsh to win that?
Well,
you
are Welsh. I am Welsh, so that's a help.
Fair play. Yeah.
Yes.
So everyone's like, where are you from? Are you from the West Country? No, I'm from Wales. What, did you just live there? No, I lived there for a long time. Because I'm from Wales.
You don't have much of a Welsh accent.
I do.
On you.
I just said that.
Social chameleon.
Yeah. No, and I don't know why.
You could chuck her in with a load of Finnish people, and she you would never know.
But I remember when I was like 3 or 4, going, "Oh, I don't like the way these people speak." So this is a bad sign, really. But so I was like, "How can I speak better?" I'm going to speak. So I think I just watched a lot of television and just picked it up. So it's a surprise I'm not American, really, from all the television I watch.
Can you still speak Welsh?
Well, I couldn't speak Welsh in the first place. Only 3% of... there's probably more than that. Not many. There's about, at most, in the really Welsh-speaking areas, about 18% of the people speak Welsh.
Okay.
At most.
I studied Welsh at university.
Ooh.
Did
you actually?
I really did, yeah.
What, that's what your degree is in?
No,
or is it just a part of your degree?
You had to do a sort of secondary, subsidiary subject.
Cool.
So
you speak more Welsh than me. Go on, you say yachida and poblacum.
Yeah.
Falabalam. Billy Doker. No, Fallible. Yeah, I did make that. It was a TV show that used to be on.
Oh, okay. That's Elise, thank you so much for coming in today and for bringing all your stuff. I really appreciate that. It's very lovely of you. We're more or less done here. Yasmin, where have you been, young lady?
Sort of in the kitchen.
Okay. Oh, you just get yourself a drink.
Enjoy yourself. You take your time. Don't worry about it. All right, what's in your show? Because we're late. We haven't even got time for your show now.
Oh, shall I just go then?
No. Tell us what's in
Loads show. Of stuff. We're kicking off talking about restorative justice and whether or not that is a good idea when the victim gets to meet the offender, gets an apology, and even potentially now has a say on their sentencing. Also, really excited, Dean Burnett, author of The Idiot Brain, is coming in to talk about nostalgia and remakes and why we hate it when they ruin films from our childhood.
Like Mary Poppins?
Yeah, a little
Emily bit. Blunt's just been signed to be the new Mary Poppins?
Yes. Mm. So all of that.
I was thinking I might try and do that tomorrow in the show if I have time on my laptop.
Somebody called Cass Ho is doing the trending review.
Never heard of her.
Sounds probably
not very good.
Apart from that, I'm sure it'll be a great listen. Thank you very much for your company today. Thank you, Marta. Thank you, Cass. Thank you, Con. And thank you, Elise Harris,
thank you.
Coming in. It's been a delight to have you. We'll be back at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Bye!
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.